This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi. Please don't think less of me. We're going to start the Christmas spirit today.
Right now?
That's it's fine. After Thanksgiving.
Well, right? I mean, technically you're okay with that.
Yeah. And I believe it's time to open the audio bottle of eggnog.
I think this is perfectly appropriate.
Tis okay. The season.
Here we go.
Hey, little lady. On Santa collapse.
Oh, Jesus.
So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, Santa. Oh. What I really want is a Don and Mike Christmas.
That bitch!
Isn't that right, Dennis?
Oh, dear.
You'll be hearing this at Kmart's, Walmart's.
I'm dreaming of a common life.
Do you hear that sound?
Christmas. Do I?
That's the sound of the Christmas
just
spirit
like
being sucked out of my body.
It's always so good the first time you hear it, because you're going to hear it in so many stores.
It's always a toss-up. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or this one. Oh, man. Light the tree. Light the half-a-tongue tree.
But, Mike, it's written about us.
I'm dreaming of a gun in my quick love.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
Not really.
You know, with every great performer, it's the preparation.
That's right.
In this case, it's H.
Heroin.
Preparation H.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
And they all of the Michmuck get all.
Way to keep it on the meter.
I'm dreaming of a gun in my.
When you're talking about a great artist, it's the breathing, it's rhythm, it's knowing the lyric, it's making the lyric your own.
That's right.
Right on key, right on time.
Both.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
He's not.
Former class clown, the late Dennis Murphy. Welcome. To the holidays.
Accountant. Entrepreneur.
His style is best described as effortless.
Don, you wanted to get the season started, and right now I can tell you, I feel like it's the end of July. Missioners.
Get off.
All you missioners, get off.
He wrote this, didn't he?
I think just the melody.
Strings. 10,000 strings.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
Yeah. With a railroad tie.
The Don and Mike Show.
We were always
Wait, that was a now that was a real artist, and he was already halfway home.
Joined in progress.
Hey, you're screwing with my record.
That's my record, man.
Bought it.
It's my record, man.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
The
It did not make him sound very good when you did that.
Was good, was,
you didn't want to do that to him for, on Monday was, after the holiday.
I was going for this one.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I'll take either one.
They're both flattering.
I'll just take this one to my, for myself, and then we'll start.
You stink like my butt.
The Don and Mike Show.
There it is.
Hello. That was generous of you.
Hi, little brains.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
Yeah. Well, there it is. There's the phone number, everybody. Yeah.
Just listen and don't question why.
Right.
What glorious goo.
Yeah, we like the goo.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
What in the world is wrong with these people?
Good question.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, I can relate to that.
And hi there, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Peter North.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Woo! I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
That was funny.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Wayne.
What? Stop that.
Stop that.
It's silly.
Very
silly. Silly indeed.
Yeah. Well, what have we here?
Well, we got some big ad here.
And now,
Charlie.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Money.
Thank you, Big Ed.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. All right, welcome.
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 Me, 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 me.
Welcome.
Bum, 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 bum.
So this is it. What you've been reading about.
That's right. Yes.
Not a Mike Show It. How are you anyway? Monday, and the phone number same as it was last week. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's Vern in Wichita.
Hi, Vern.
Hey.
Hey, Vern.
Was that Rob that did the narration for the Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's? It sounded like him.
Yes.
Like
yes,
him.
Every year.
Yes, it was.
His body was just not going with him.
Actually, you may have seen Rob as one of the festive parades, one of the floats. Rob went actually this year as the Hindenburg.
It was incredible. And how many strings do they have attached to you?
10,000 strings.
10,000 strings, just like on the Dennis album. Wow.
Same Hello strength. There. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
All hydrogen, too.
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
I don't think I made it, but I just wanted to be the first caller of the week and wish you guys a great week and have a great week on the radio.
Well, where were you when we needed you 30 seconds ago?
I was on hold listening.
So you weren't the first, and now because you weren't the first, that means we're not going to have a great week.
You're our sloppy second.
I feel like I'm letting you guys down. I'm sorry.
You have. You have.
We will rise above you, sir.
We will.
We will rise above the ashes.
Because we're used to it.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. At least from my perspective, quite unique, coming off the Thanksgiving holiday burn crash.
Yes.
Not the case. Not the case.
Good.
I don't got one thing to tell you. Everything went great. And I'm talking about my kid. I'm talking about the dinner.
Yeah.
I'm talking about family. I'm talking about shopping. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about everything.
Everything was good.
Four stars.
Wonderful. Good for you.
Four stars.
I'm glad you needed that. I'm glad you had that.
Mm-hmm. Freaking A.
Good.
What a great weekend. What a great 4 days it was.
That is fantastic. Good.
Really, there's something to be said for controlling the Thanksgiving environment.
Oh, you're, yeah. You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Completely.
I think really, you do what you have to do under the circumstances, and sometimes you got to take care of number one.
And being as this was a year where the family was all broken up into their own individual groups, I think I finally stumbled onto the formula I've got to be the host in future years for family get-togethers because I've realized now that this year, being out of someone else's control, the family, the way that things are done, if you're the guy controlling the food, controlling the Thanksgiving turkey, controlling the TVs, you set the tone.
That's right.
Oh, awesome. I mean, you could just sit there and do what you want and do it at your own pace. And
I mean,
and everybody gets fed. Everybody gets taken care of. But the fact is, you're the cruise director.
You've learned well.
The dream was realized.
Good.
There were fantastic appetizers up the wazoo for the Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was the actual turkey.
Congratulations again.
Oh, hey, how about those Packers? Kind of what? So then there was beautiful Thanksgiving turkey with all the trimmings during the Dallas game. And then the beautiful pies during the Indianapolis game. And it was just perfect. Everything was based around.
And then to bed. What a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for you.
Jesus Christ.
Good for you.
I had good, solid bowel movements all weekend.
Sure.
So you were in control of your environment all weekend.
And your bowels.
Yes, actually went out and actually pressed flesh with other people. Went to a mall.
What? Incredible.
On a Saturday on the most heavy shopping weekend of the year with all that jive and just had it. Everything worked out.
But you went to the mall because you wanted to.
When you wanted to.
And when you wanted to.
I went to the mall, this will shock you, when she wanted to go to the mall.
Because everything else was going so well.
Because it was copacetic.
Right. No pressure.
I guess that switch was officially flipped, I guess, Saturday at about 5. Because she came in and she said, I've got to go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, no.
Warning, warning.
And she said, I just got to run in for a second.
Nobody does that.
And I said,
isn't that what everybody does, though? Everybody says they're going to do that.
Yeah, just take a minute.
And I said, nah. And then she said, okay, that's all right. She turned. And then I said, you know, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Why not?
I'll drive you.
5 o'clock, Saturday?
Six.
Not bad, right?
I'll drive you.
PM.
We'll go. We'll find the spot. Mm-hmm. We'll sit we'll sit like lemmings and wait for them to park us and just not let it stress us out.
Exactly. Had it thinned a little bit at 6 o'clock on Saturday?
No.
Or were they still? That's pretty much capacity.
Plenty
full. Roars up till 9 o'clock or so. Yeah.
Plenty full.
It
has to. I'm telling you, it has to do with the perspective. The perspective was, at least for this particular Thanksgiving, and maybe it's because of my circumstances of, you know, the last three Thanksgivings have not been great.
Right.
This was just great all the way around. Love and life. Things are great. So I'm really hoping that you had something to talk about when you were in Las Vegas.
Well, I only have one question to ask you.
Yes.
Where in the name of God do you want me to start?
Oh, good.
No, really nothing bad, but I have to tell you,
good.
There was some not really good things that happened that were that I learned a little bit about it. Unlike you, I perhaps was not always dancing to my own drummer. In fact, maybe I learned, well, yeah, that's what, you know what? It was a weekend of self-education. I learned about myself.
Enlightenment.
I learned what I should do. I learned what I should not do.
Ah.
And I learned what I'm not really capable of doing anymore. As a matter of fact, I wave the white flag. I truly, truly do. Because there's something that I will never do again. Really, I will never, ever do again.
Anal?
Not because it was such a... No, not anal, no. And incidentally, if that had happened... You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Would have been a white flag.
The brown flag.
You know, what happens there stays
maybe a
there.
Red flag.
No, I found out a lot of things about, including a statistic that I know you're going to love. I mean, a hard, fast statistic about my gambling that you're going to really, really enjoy. But, I mean, the only thing I can tell you is that I learned to fly at the correct time. I did it correctly.
Good.
I flew out there Thanksgiving night when there was no one in the airport, and I took the red eye back last night and got in this morning when there was nobody at the airport. And miraculously, thanks to the good people over at Bagel City and their chicken salad sandwich, I am feeling 110% today, which I never dreamed. If you had asked me at 8:30 this morning,
I gotta tell
if I was going to rally for the show, I would have told you were full of it.
Well, you're 13 minutes into it.
You're also right. This could be like 6 o'clock. You could see me like when Buzz starts to do the news. Mm-hmm. If I go face down into my newspaper, you'll know that there's a bit of a problem.
When we got up this morning,
but I did it right though. I did it right. My night was Friday night. It was not Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So really, my Friday night
I should say my Saturday morning, my wee hours of Saturday morning. My the rest of my weekend was spent recovering just for this singular moment right now.
Wow. Welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks for making this moment a priority.
Damn right it's a priority. It is. Well, I got your drift, Mr. Man. I understood what you said. You made another comment like that when before we even left for the holiday. It's such a priority to Mike that he's taking the red eye back. And I said, I'll show you, Don Geronimo. Yeah. I'll be ready to play. And I actually slept on an airplane. You know how easy is that for me?
Wow.
How many bottles did that take?
None.
Really?
None.
The
liquor last touched my lips probably in the wee hours of Saturday morning.
Wowsy woozy. Oh.
There was no drinking all Saturday evening. There was no drinking all day Sunday.
Not even for the plane ride?
No. Wow. No. Wow. And I even took my little happy pills in my pocket but didn't use them.
You've come a long
way. You're a grown up boy.
But no, but I believe me, I had me a Friday night.
I could say the same to you that I
could. I had me a Thursday night and a Friday night.
Say about my son.
Sorry, a Wednesday night and a Friday night.
You know, sorry, Mike, I don't mean to jump in here, mm-hmm. but I'd already passed it off. It's just. I've done a lot of complaining over the years about Bart and his hours and his nocturnal way of living.
Right. Trust me, I've got nocturnal hours.
The upside down thing. I don't know when this happened. Exactly. This has been a slow progress when he's turned the corner, but...
He's doing better?
Well, I mean, I was looking at the calendar, and I figured, well, he's going to be 23 next March.
Right.
It's about friggin' time.
That he has sort of normal hours?
Yes, normal hours, cleans up after himself.
Tell him not to go to Las Vegas. Would you like to know the time that I retired, Eastern time, on Saturday morning?
Sure, boy.
And all, you know, look, I know you have to go, but you know what? Even Las Vegas time,
sure.
it was close to a record for me.
Sure, boy, what time?
If you're counting Eastern time,
yeah.
Carl and I turned in at 9 a.m. 9 a.m.
That's when you know the night is over.
Getting up at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's a hell of an all-nighter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So technically it was 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas time.
Yeah, but it's 9 a.m.
Even the buddy that I was with out there,
body clock,
when I told him that, they had turned in earlier, and when they heard that we went back to the casino and continued to gamble, mm-hmm. that's when I got the kind of the high five. So that really set the tone for there really was no more.
Yeah,
festivity for me for the rest of the weekend.
So things were so pleasant for me that, you know, even yesterday, the normal hassle of getting him out of the house and getting him back to college, not the hassle. Did everything himself, appears to be a grown-up. Now, here is where you came into our conversations
mm-hmm.
twice over the weekend.
Okay, all positive, I'm sure?
Yes.
Yes.
The first was yesterday as Bart was getting his stuff ready to go back to college
mm-hmm.
for the... what we hope is the final go-round,
mm-hmm.
He said, I got a long drive ahead of me. I said, well, you're hitting the road earlier than you normally do. And, you know, think about Uncle Mike. At midnight tonight,
mm-hmm.
Uncle Mike's going to be getting on an airplane.
Right.
And, you know, he said, oh, okay, good. And he drove off. Now, this morning, let's fast forward this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, 6:30, rub my eyes, kiss my girlfriend. And really the first thing I said is, oh, God. Do you think Mike's off the airplane yet?
I was thinking about you because I was actually processing the time that you get up, and we're about an hour out. I guess 45 minutes out. It's before 6 o'clock. It's like 5:45 mm-hmm. Eastern time, and I'm thinking about you. I said, this is when your peepers are just starting to, you know, to open up. But I slept on a plane, which I've never done before. It's just they you know what? I'm going to give a plug for no reason whatsoever to JetBlue, who gives you this tiny little plastic pack. Mm-hmm. It's like they call it a sleepy mm-hmm. pack, and they give you that face patch, you know, that covers your eyes.
Right.
But here's the simple, cheap thing they gave you that worked for me.
What's that?
Earplugs.
Yep.
Never used them before on an airplane.
Great.
I swear to God, earplugs. I put those earplugs in where I couldn't hear like all the, you know, little sounds of the people hacking and all that. And as soon as I put those earplugs in, I was gone.
Lights out.
I was out. And,
well, trust me, I am rooting for you because I want us to have a good show today.
Right.
But I would say a normal man, not a man of your Herculean appetites
yes.
and love for life, a normal man would not be here today. I am looking at...
You're kidding me.
I'm looking at a man. No, I'm looking... No,
a normal man.
You're not a normal man.
Right.
I said a normal man.
I had my Herculean appetites. They were just They were front-loaded to the weekend in Las Vegas.
Forget about,
thank God for that.
Forget about what you drank, what you ate, who you killed out there.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is you were on an airplane.
You know who I killed? I killed the casino, baby. Hey. No, I didn't.
You were on an airplane at midnight.
11:30.
Close enough.
11:35.
Close enough. Last night.
Wheels up. 11:40.
Flew all night.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Do you think I did? See, you're painting this picture that I did this because it was just like I wanted to maximize my time. If I could have left at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, I would have.
Sure.
I wanted to leave early. That was the only flight I could get out. Trip was a last-minute trip. This was the only, and we had the, Carl and I had the pleasure of both sitting across from each other in the aisle. That's how tight the flight was coming back. But there was a nice guy that switched with us also. But no, I wanted to go. If you'd ask Carla, I probably said, probably right before dinner on Saturday night, I said, gee, I wish we could leave now.
Yeah,
because I'd had so much Friday night.
Right.
Because I'd done so much on Friday night. Balls to the wall. Going all the way. Doing something that I'm never going to do. Going to, you know, that Paris Hilton nightclub, that Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears nightclub, which really, okay. At certain points in one's life, you say, things have passed you by. Mm-hmm. I'm not averse to the late night. You know I'm not averse to having a good time with lots of cocktails with my friends. But as far as the thump, 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 walk into the nightclub, you know, here's your special table. If you buy two bottles for you and your friends, you can sit at the A table. I swear to God, you can have that. And this was supposed to be one of the, you know, the best ones in Las Vegas. And it's lost on me. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it when I was 25. I didn't like it when I was 35, and I don't like it now. It just didn't do it for me. But it did certainly contribute to the feeling I had at approximately, well, if you're counting Eastern time, 3:30 Eastern time, when my eyes opened up on Saturday.
Okay.
And because of the combination of factors, the condition that I was in was just horrible. And it was more lack of sleep than anything else.
Here's where I just have to keep this in mind, because it wasn't a weekend we're just coming off of. It was 4 days.
Right.
So you left for Las Vegas.
Left at 4:30 Thursday night, Thanksgiving night.
On Thursday, okay.
Right.
So you arrive in Vegas on Thursday evening.
No, we didn't leave at 4:30. We left Thanksgiving at 4:30. We left Carla's mom's house at 4:30. Mm-hmm. We had a 7:55 flight.
Okay.
That may have been the first sign right there. Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am. Maybe I'm not as well as I think I am. I should have had that number right here. I should have known that. That was a slip. Keep track of those. We left at 8 o'clock, got into Las Vegas at 10:30. Las Vegas time.
Okay, so what's
didn't have much of a night Thursday night.
Right.
We really kind of, I think we maybe gambled for about an hour and went to bed.
Okay.
As soon as we got there, so there wasn't.
How was your Wednesday night, though?
The Wednesday night was, Wednesday night at my joint was intense.
Let's not forget that we had Homovember here on the show.
Yeah, my Wednesday night was all the way on Wednesday night.
Last Wednesday on the show, we had, you know, all of the homos upstairs, and there was absinthe, and there was wine, and there was beer that was being had by everybody.
Yeah, Wednesday was all night.
And then there was something going on at your restaurant.
Yeah, I was there till closing time. I was there all night on at 9:30.
What time?
6 o'clock. As soon as the last hot dog's eaten.
What time is closing?
1:30.
And you got 1:30. You went straight home from there into bed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No late night. But I mean, I got home late because I was up on the computer and stuff like that. Right. So
blogging.
I was blogging, writing my blog. I was very no. It was late. It was late enough to be
friends of Bill.com
to affect me the next day. So that was it. But then all I had to do was just chill out because I didn't have my kids.
Right.
So all I had to do was rally and go to Carla's mom's house. And so there was really not much to do.
What time did you have to get to her mom's house?
I got there at 2 o'clock.
Piece of cake, then.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
A little cloudy of head when you woke up in the morning?
Yes.
Or were you okay? But you were able to get through.
It was fine. It was fine. No,
fine.
I mean, but more than normal for me. It was enough. It was a late enough night, and, you know, it was Wednesday night. We'd had a good time here.
Sure.
And I was in a good mood, and it was the start of the 4-day weekend. But that worked out because it actually mellowed me out for not getting out to Las Vegas and going crazy when I got out there.
So Wednesday night you got crazy.
Wednesday night I got a little crazy. Then Thursday night, mellow, got out there, went to bed,
And then I was up. See, this is where I was up at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. I was up 8 o'clock Las Vegas time, started my day at 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is the stat that you're going to enjoy about my I talked to my casino person that helps me out there with room accommodations and stuff. And because I'm a degenerate, it's not Jackie Vargas anymore. It's a new person.
But because you are a degenerate gambler.
Because I am a degenerate gambler. And I never knew this. I knew that they rate you based on what you play and how much you play it. But I didn't know that they literally do add up the hours that you gamble. And I called last night because I had a little something on my bill that I wanted removed because it was like some room service charges. And you call them. This is the way it works with a casino host. You say, hey, listen, can you take care of that for me? And it's when you're checking out you say that. And I hear her on the computer, and she's going, click, 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 click. Click, click. I said, oh, what? Yeah, Mr. O'Meara, we absolutely no problem at all taking that off of your bill. And would you like a ride to the airport?
So what she says.
And I said, well, you know, I guess you've got everything in front of that computer. She said, yes, you are a good player. And I said, well, can you tell me how much did I play? And I was hoping to get like a dollar amount,
right.
And they didn't give me that. No,
no.
She informed me how many hours in the, let me see, I got in Thursday night, so it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in the 3 days. That I had almost three days that I had been in Las Vegas. Would you like to guess the hours of gambling that I did?
In 3 days.
3 days.
I'm going to say 18 hours because that's a solid 6 hours a day at the tables and at your pull the yank on the Wheel of Fortune. I'll say 18. Buzz.
Right. I'm going to say 36.
Mm-hmm.
I will say in between.
36, Buzz, God, give me a break, 36?
You were there 3 days.
All right. What, Rob?
I'll say 20.
20? 36, Buzz Burbank. It was 44.
What?
44.
Incredible.
44 hours.
Had to do the math on that.
I've already done
44 hours.
24 times.
Out of 72 hours.
All right, 8 o'clock in the morning.
44 minus 72, 54. 64.
He was there for 72 hours, so 4470 seconds. Or
got there Friday night at 10:30.
11 hours a day.
Left at
11:18.
Left at 8:30 on Sunday.
You spent 11/18 of your time gambling.
Right.
Gambling.
The bulk of that was Saturday, which began at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have dinner, you take little breaks here, but I mean really little breaks.
More than 60%
then a night out,
of your
and
time.
Then back to the tables.
I didn't even know they had gambling out there.
That's the
so of the 70- 40
I that's an amazing statistic.
It is. It's way more than half. It's
I
like
am officially
63%.
A degenerate gambler.
I think so.
It's official.
All right, so
that's how much I enjoyed it.
72 hours in Vegas, 44 hours spent gambling. That leaves 28 hours. For three days.
And you know what? And the other things I did, I didn't have any fun doing.
Well,
I mean,
course,
I had a nice dinner with a friend of mine out there, but it was the whole nightclub thing was just not my cup of tea. I didn't like it. I wanted to get back to gambling.
Give me an estimate on the 3 days. How many hours did you sleep?
Boy. All right. 6 a.m. till 12:30. On Saturday morning.
6.5.
I need a final total number. Mm-hmm.
6.5 hours.
I'm going to say we went to bed at midnight on Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
And I got up at about 7:45. So that was almost a normal.
We'll call that 8 hours.
That was almost 14, a normal night.
14,
then
and a half.
The big day is Saturday. Wake up at, I went to bed at 6 a.m. Las Vegas time on Sunday morning. And got up at 12:30.
It's another six.
No, I'm sorry. Went to bed. I see. I keep getting Friday and Saturday confused. I went
Why
to
is
bed.
That?
I went to bed at 6 o'clock on Saturday, and got up at 6 a.m. Saturday. Got up at 12:30 on Saturday.
Another six and a half. Mm-hmm. So that's 21 hours of sleep.
Right.
And no more than that. You spent
then midnight on Saturday night. Went to sleep which was early. We had a late dinner reservation. And then got up at, God, I think like 11 o'clock or something. I mean, I got up very late.
How many hours is that, Robbie?
That was another seven, did you say? What was the
I went to bed about midnight, got up at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Seven.
Oh, that's 11 hours.
Yeah, that's wow. That was the bulk of the sleep.
Hold on.
got caught up there.
32. 24.
That math isn't working, though, because I did go to dinner.
And you were there longer than
did
7.
Did you eat at the tables?
I have you sleeping for 24 and a half hours out of the 28 hours that you weren't gambling.
So that tells me that I was there for technically more than
72.
More than 72. It's 4 days, really. Term.
But you did spend more than half of your time at the table.
Yes.
Over 60%.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I got it at 61%.
Do I just, huh? Can I get a little love for that? Please? Huh?
Not as much as you're getting from the casino. I'm not about to give you a ride to the airport.
Yeah, no wonder. No wonder. Of course. Yes, we'll pay for the extra shrimp cocktail on your room once they see you're an official degenerate gambler.
I am a degenerate gambler.
They probably thought you
were
a team.
And damn proud of it, too.
They probably thought you were a team. No.
And incidentally, I've always got that hotline handy. The hotline that they put on the slot machines, you know, the hotline that they put on the matches.
Gambling. Oh, the one that's right by the money machine?
If you think you have a problem.
GA.
You know? Yeah. If you think that you have a problem, call right now. Hey, but it's an exciting place. Was it Caesars?
Hello.
You know, they have the Pussycat Dolls run through the casino every on the hour, and they're dealers.
And you got to see them a lot if they did it once an hour.
Hello, Donna Maitre. He's over 44 times.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hola, muchachos.
Hey, what's happening?
Yes, man.
Manny, oh, Manny, what's happening?
See?
How are you?
Eh, pretty good. Everybody have a good turkey?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
how about
delicious.
You, Manny?
So where I need to send a check so you don't get your leg broke?
Manny, we can discuss that off the air, but good luck with the off-season conditioning and go Red Sox.
Yeah, go back. I'm going back to Dominican for a little bit.
Enjoy.
Have fun in the Dominican Republic, Manny.
Go back for the New Year.
Yeah, have a happy New Year down there.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you guys, have a good Thanksgiving. Well, you had a good Thanksgiving.
We did.
Have good
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, you might want to say.
Talk to you in April.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Manny Ramirez.
That's Manny.
Didn't mean to be abrupt with him. I love
Hey, you know what? Right towards the end there, it was a little Manny being Manny.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Time to take some calls.
We have a new tape.
Oh, yeah. Time to take calls.
Time to take some calls.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate Mike on his 44 hours. That's about average. I'm a dealer out here, and we've got a guy that plays craps for about 12 hours a day when he comes out here for three.
What do you mean average? I thought I was like
above average, Mike.
Oh, yeah, he's out here for 72, so that's 36 hours. But well, we also give him a chair, though. So, I mean, what do you do, mostly slots?
No, the real record that I did was at the table game called Texas Hold'em Poker, which is not like playing. It's not like playing like the World Series of Poker, but it's actually sitting at a table and playing. Yeah, you play against the dealer, but I was there, seriously, I was there all day on Saturday.
Boy, am I glad I didn't give you that money to bet on the Patriots as well.
Time for sports.
I thought of that last night. I was walking and you've got the sports book out there where you have the giant, incredible three-story television sets that they have in that sports betting parlor, and you wanted to hear people going out of their minds over one game, the Philadelphia game, and then it got real quiet because there were some people apparently that were laying down some money on that game.
You'd be the big fat winner.
Yeah.
If you took the Eagles in that thing.
The Eagles, isn't that the first time this year that anybody's covered the spread?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
almost
why they
flat out beat their ass.
That's why they was screaming.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I'm a foreman out in Las Vegas at one of those major strip casino things. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You are a degenerate gambler.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
For those RF&B customers, as we like to call it, they expect 4 hours of play a day.
Really? What's RF&B?
Room, food, and beverage.
Okay.
So that means they're comping everything.
Right. 4 hours a day?
4 hours a day is what they expect from you.
That's okay. All. Amateurs. That's all.
That's a slow. That's me going to museums.
There you go.
Good. Good.
Well, thanks for contributing to the economy of Las Vegas. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
You know, even doing it conservatively. I'm
glad to be of service.
If we rack it up over 4 days.
Rack them.
The 44 hours, that means you still averaged over 4 days, 11 hours a day of gambling.
Yeah. Didn't do anything else. I didn't go to a show. I ate dinner twice.
Of course.
But didn't go.
Always time for that.
But you see, Celine Dion was not in town.
That changed everything.
So that changed the whole dynamic as far as entertainment. And Elton John's Red Piano doesn't start, and Bette Midler's not there. So that was it, and I couldn't see AJ. And I couldn't see T.A.J. I wanted to see T.A.J.
Oh, the amazing Jonathan.
The amazing Jonathan. But no, it's just really gambling is what drove my trip. They do love
gambling.
Me out there.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. This is Mike's money call from Las Vegas.
Yeah, how you doing? Hope you enjoy it out there. I guess that's where you're going to stay.
They just pulled me out of the machine. All of our $100 bills are here right now. So
okay.
Now that's the CEO of...
I like Mike's liver better than Mike's money.
I like Mike's money. I like Mike's money. Hi, we're being put in a metal box right now.
We're putting in a being put in a vault onto an armored car.
We're being counted right now. Hi, now some guy is shoving us down a slot and taking... Hey, Mike, what do you call that glass thing that at the tables... They used to push money.
I don't know the name for it, but I know what you're talking about. There's a little slot there, and they, you know, if you like come into a table and you put down $200, you want to gamble.
Right.
They put the $200 down into the. That's where the money goes, and there's a little box where the armed guards get, and that's also when they get their chips dropped off. They sign a little receipt thing, and they put that down there too.
Right. I always thought, and I knew this wasn't the case. I always thought it was something like the old time when you would go to the bank with the suction with the. You know, like when we used to play Tube the Teller.
Well, I thought of Rob Spiewak when I was out there because I mentioned the Caesar's Palace has the Pussycat Dolls Lounge, which is connected to this nightclub. I didn't see where the Pussycat Dolls Lounge was because it was kind of part of this other place that we were there late night. But outside of the nightclub, they have the Pussycat Doll girls that are dealing blackjack. And they're all hot women, and they're all dressed up in the in that Carmen Electra kind of Pussycat Dolls thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm way over on the other side of the casino, and all of a sudden you hear this, and they come through, and they're marching in order with one girl holding up a boom. You know, this is so Las Vegas. One girl holding up a boom box, and the other girls in two-by-two order, like 50 of them, all you know, walking through the casino.
Hey, there you go, God. Who opened a tube of Vagisil?
No. Do you know what it was like? Because they were wearing military-style hats.
Ah.
And they were marching. And even as these were hot women, I thought it was very Reich-like.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought of Robbie at that particular
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
It was very militaristic, which amazed me that I could actually look at these women and think in those terms. It was, you know, they were marching. They were really marching like a drill team, and not like an American drill team. It's like a Nazi drill team. And and I said it to a guy that was at the table with me, and, you know.
That didn't go over too good, huh?
Totally lost.
Never
totally
did.
Lost. That was the day that I, you know, I had my long day.
That's one of those N-words you don't want to drop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I didn't say Nazi. I said Third Reich.
Well,
I said Third Reich
still,
didn't go over very well at all.
No.
That's like saying colored.
Yeah, it didn't work very well at all. It didn't work at all.
Hey, where's that colored boy?
It was very, very, yes, that would get you thrown out.
That doesn't work out good.
Nazi, no good, Third Reich. Try next time. Try the homeland. It reminds me of the homeland.
I have many more questions about your trip, my friend.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, though. I feel really, really good.
Good.
Well, it's time for a break.
Why not? I do. I really, really do. And JetBlue. Kudos to JetBlue. Mm-hmm. If you're ever going to fly... Flying them. They got little TVs.
Time for weather.
But it did not prevent the heaviest travel weekend of the year, and anytime you're in any aircraft, it's that tape you play.
Time for news.
It's the tape you play with the farts got into a fight.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
That was everywhere.
Did anyone at JetBlue help you with your carry-on, which was that huge bag of money?
I actually had it in a bag with the dollar
with
sign
the dollar
on the
sign on it, yeah. Canvas
like,
bag.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
Just carrying it over my shoulder. Help me with this, won't you please, darling?
Time to take some calls.
I did really well this weekend. This is my bag of money.
We'll take calls. We'll continue. We'll come right back. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know you're busy traveling on Thanksgiving Day, and you probably did not. I'm talking to Mike now, and maybe some of you out there tuned out of the Dallas game when it started to become a blowout. And if you did, shame on you, because you missed the first ever on-camera appearance by the woman from whose private parts James Nance came from.
Wow.
Really? who's a shot of Ma Nance.
Mama Nance?
Roll it.
We're getting close to naming your award winners, and we're going to have, of course, the customary desserts. There's your man, Tim Love, on the right, Iron Chef, but that beautiful little lady on the left, that's my mother.
That's your mother, I tell you. She's proud of her.
She's proud of her pie, I know that.
Oh, my gosh, yes. She talked to me last night. She was feeling the pressure.
Doris Jean Nance bringing out her famous pecan chocolate fudge.
Way to hit it out of the park again, Phil.
A little taste of Texas.
DJ.
Worked on it all day Tuesday. Those and some Hello Dollies. And then
I want some Hello Dollies.
My sister and her family, Sister Nancy and Don Hockaday. So they're all excited.
His sister Nancy.
Here tasting likes it.
Did he really say his sister Nancy?
Double N?
His surname is Nancy Nance.
The Don and Mike Show.
She's probably got another name, another last name, right? Married name?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
When their show comes on, I tune the rest of the world out.
Such pleasant times I'm bound to have while the radio plays them.
I listen to them like hotcakes.
All right, just listen.
Just listen, and don't question why.
Right.
Thank you very hard.
That's the way you do it.
So it was, the shot was of one of the corners of the stadium walking through a tunnel was a guy in a cowboy hat.
Well, that's right. They were in Texas.
And there was Dorothy Nance.
Dot Nance.
Carrying her pie.
I just got mad at Phil because there was an opportunity for Phil Simms to do some pretty good, busting.
Yeah.
And he just didn't seem to want to do that. Didn't seem to want to go there.
Mike, you don't bust a guy's mom. You don't bust a guy's mom's balls on Thanksgiving.
No. Well put. Nance.
She was a handsome, handsome woman, wasn't she? Dot Nance.
God, she was hot.
Okay.
How about that outfit?
You said it. I didn't. I thought one of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders had climbed out of the stands and was carrying a pie.
Me too. Really?
Carrying a hair pie.
Oh, wow.
All I know is that the neckline and the split on the skirt almost touched. I've never seen that many rhinestones.
Wow. Hot as balls. A buzz.
Yeah, yes.
We need to ask you something about sports.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. Time for sports.
Right.
Everybody is buzzing about Sean Taylor from the Washington Redskins being shot down in Florida.
Right. Anything new on that?
What's his status?
Just that he's in intensive care, in a coma, and still listed in extremely critical condition.
So extremely critical. Lots of rumors circulating about this that, he's not doing well, but you don't speculate on that because you don't know exactly what's
coma ain't good.
No and I guess with the blood loss alone.
Right, because
the femoral artery, that's what was severed, they said, when he got shot?
Yes, it was. And apparently he was shot twice in the groin, severing, as you said, the femoral artery. And he lost so much blood that apparently that has resulted in a coma.
The one wrinkle in this story that is very, very interesting to me is that there was somebody. They said that somebody had tried to break in, like, recently?
Three or four times. There have been three or four reported attempted break-ins at his house.
At his house. And, I mean, this is a house like, those Florida mansions down there with the big gate and the big wall and stuff.
I saw it on
TV. It just sounds that's the part I want to hear more about it, obviously.
I saw it on TV this morning. I don't know what's Fox Sports something on one of the 600 channels was running something about this and saying he lives in a very low rent area. Mm-hmm. And I later saw something on NBC News. They said the house is like worth $1 million, and it's what you described. It's
Palm Harbor, isn't it?
And they had a helicopter up underneath where you could see over on top of it. Excuse me, where you could see that he had an indoor pool that had like the jacuzzi and everything. I mean, big gigantic mansion. So who knows about the crime status in that area.
Yeah, one would think that if he was in a bad area where he built a larger house, that might be a bit of a target. But
the thing is,
I don't know what the crime stats are where he lives.
The cat's got a bit of a history.
Right. Yeah, with weapons.
There was the thing with the ATV down in Florida and some guy going after some guy with a gun or something like that.
Right.
Who knows? He's a hell of a football player, and it sucks for anyone to get shot.
Oh, it does, especially somebody that's, in the prime of their life and this is going on. So we do send our very best out to them. I hope I hope that the miracle happens, but it sounds more and more that it might require a miracle for this to happen.
I'll keep watching.
If there is a silver lining to this, everyone will forget how bad the Redskins sucked yesterday.
Yeah.
And everyone will forget once again that Coach Altimers decides, here's the scenario, Mike. You're down 19-10.
Mm-hmm.
19 to 10. You are on, I don't know, the 4-yard line, whatever it is, close enough for a chip shot field goal. Mm-hmm. Fourth and one, plenty of time left.
Mm-hmm.
9 points. What do?
Kick the field goal?
No. Not if you coach Alzheimer's. You go for it. You go for it, and you don't make it.
You're still an unhappy fan. You're an angry fan.
Not even angry about it. It's like I look at it yesterday, it was like, ugh. I'm not surprised. Every time they do something wrong, the players fumble, the guy throws the interception, and they show. My only insight into Joe Gibbs this week is that the man has an exceptional rack, yes, which I don't think we've ever noticed before. He was wearing a very clingy polo-type NFL,
mm-hmm,
really cling to your
like
body.
Like a Tom
shirt.
Flores rack?
Mm-hmm. Approaching Mike, really. I'd say that Coach Gibbs yesterday, especially when he was running off the field at the end of the game.
Jiggling. A lot of jiggling going on.
Solid B cup.
Man, oh, man. You know, you and I, being men of larger carriage, we really don't jiggle that much. That's a good thing. But then, you know, I mean, Joe Gibbs obviously has been a little longer in the tooth than both of us. Obviously, the playbook might be also.
When he was running to shake hands with the other coach, I hadn't seen jiggling like that since Dot Nance.
Dot Nance. Of the Texas Nances.
That's right.
Not to be confused with his sister, Nancy Nance.
And I love the fact that our half-fake website, FireJoeGibbsNow.com, mm-hmm, is being run by Joe Ardinger. And in case you didn't know.
Hi, Joe.
Joe is really about 47 cents shy of a dollar. And he is getting on this website, and he's writing it in his own words. He's writing.
Oh, he is.
He's writing.
He's editorializing.
Like, right. He's like, I didn't watch the game, but they sucked. And then I saw it today. It's so, like, we're getting a lot of negative feedback. If you don't like this, F you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
A cheeky little website.
And I got a great little call from him as well. Hold on.
Oh, good.
About the Joe Gibbs website. A drunkie call from Joe.
Another one.
This would be last night after the Redskins game. Because even though it's a crappy website, it's our crappy little website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting some play. So I said, hey, let's send him an email. Update this thing.
You know,
the Redskins lost again. More bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Update this thing. Please. Okay, thank you.
Howdy. I'm not here.
Please enter your password.
Joe drank and dialed?
Yep.
Main menu. To listen to your message, press 1. First saved message.
Hey, I updated the website. My favorite was 6 turnovers. Hope I got that right. I hope it wasn't just 7. I'd be glad to add another one on. But anyway, check out your website, and I like it. And I ranted on it a little bit, but, you know, I'm the editor. That's what it is. Love you. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Well, Ardinger out.
What time was that?
End of message. To delete this 11. Message, press 7 to save it in the archive.
About 11:50 last night.
Oh, last night.
About the time you were getting on the airplane.
Yeah.
You know, the more he drinks, the more he sounds like Owen Wilson.
True.
Just want to say, updated the website. Love you, dude. Hope you enjoy that thing. I'm going back to rehab.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that's not your mother. That's a man, baby. It's a man.
Watch that on Mama Nance.
See, let me tell you why I'm enjoying this so much. I didn't see Mrs. Nance on TV, right. So I'm just speculating right now.
She was on camera maybe for 15 seconds.
Nothing resembling like a tuna Christmas, right?
No. Mike, think Barbara Bel Geddes.
Okay, not Ann Coulter like from the Thanksgiving show.
No, think whatever, J.R. Ewing's mom.
Oh, really? Barbara Bel Geddes, lovely. Yeah. A mane of snow white hair, is that what it was?
I didn't get that. I saw a little more flow from the show Alice.
You see flow in everybody, though.
I know. A heavy flow.
Hello, Donna Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, take your time. It's you. You're on the air.
Hi there. What's happening?
Great up-to-the-minute sport updates and great holiday updates. Way to stay on top of the issues. Love the show. Number one fan. Gotta run.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Yeah, that was kind of like an call.
Hello, Donna Mike, what's happening?
Hello?
Oh, well.
I remember coming home once.
Oh, and wrong button.
That's one of those, like, call waiting beeps. Doot, doot.
Get the other line.
Hit flash. See what happens. You have a flash button?
What's flash?
No, I don't know.
Superhero.
Some phones have them.
Lightning bolt.
Oh, I just
hit the wrong button. They busied out all the phones.
Everybody's busy now, Jack.
Oh, now they're cleared again. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Did you notice how Nance said she was so proud of her pie?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny. And then Phil Simms said that she nailed it.
She nailed it. Uh-huh. Okay. You know, I heard the same tape you heard, and I guess you just interpreted it a little bit better than we did.
We're getting close to naming your award winners, and we're going to have, of course, the customary desserts. You know, there's your man, Tim Love, on the right, Iron Chef, but that beautiful little lady on the left, that's my mother.
That's your mother, I tell you. She's proud of her.
Mommy.
She's proud of her pie, I know that.
Sure. Any good woman.
What about the vagina?
Oh, you dumped that at the right time.
Over the line, guys.
Over the line, not acceptable.
What about the vagina?
Now, listen, guys, I know you have a lot of tape that is over the line.
Oh, my gosh, yes, he talked to me last night. She was feeling the pressure.
Doris Jean Nance bringing out her famous pecan chocolate fudge pie.
Wow.
That bitch!
Now we've plunged into the deep end of the pool. Here we were trying to be
nice. Little
taste
of Texas. Worked on it all day Tuesday, those and some Hello Dollies, and then drove it up here yesterday.
Well, what have we here?
Sister and her family, Sister Nancy and Don Hockaday. So they're all excited. She hopes that somebody out here tastes it and likes it.
Well, I want some Hello Dollies. I want to know what they are.
Yeah, what
they sound good. They sound yummy.
They have something to do with his mom.
Hello. Right? Yeah, she worked all day on those Hello Dollies.
Couldn't Dolly be short for Dorothy in some weird...
Of course, but I mean, it's a baked good, I think. Yeah. It's Hello Dollies.
But I like to think
I picture something with confectioner's sugar on there.
I picture something a little more...
a little more...
sensual.
Of course.
Hello Dollies.
A little more... all about the woman that makes it.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Dolly Nance.
Is it me?
Oh, that is an immediate disqualification. It was. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, is Rob, can I speak to Rob there?
Rob has stepped out of the room momentarily, but I'm sure he'll be back.
You know why? Because
post-haste.
I'm sure he's researching
the recipe.
The recipe for the Hello Dolly.
Oh, Hello Dollies.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, he's not here.
Around the 1850s, a lady named Dolly Madison.
On behalf of the Indian guys, I would like to thank him for his generous donation of skin.
What are you mumbling about? What?
He made a generous donation of skin to the Indian guys, and we're going to be able to make our tents now.
It's a fat joke.
No, I think it's about your generous scrotum.
It's about your generous scrotum and your balls.
Oh, I see.
And your vasectomy.
You've donated the skin. Now it's being used for tents.
That's a lie. I need that skin. My procedure, it nears.
Where were you?
I was researching Dolly Madison's or Hello Dollies.
Hello Dollies.
It's a seven-layer bar.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Carrie makes them, but we just don't call them that.
Hello. Dolly.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, you shouldn't have went to Pier when you came out here to Vegas, man. You should have went to the nightclub I work for. It's way better than that crap. That's why you didn't have a good time.
You know, I'll go to yours next time. Thanks for letting me know.
Tile nightclub. Later.
Oh, he got his plug in there.
Sort of.
That's a shame. No, not going to do nightclubs anymore.
I'm doing the math here, and I think no wonder you had a bad time. You probably only had like over the and now are we expanding it now to 4 days in Vegas?
Well, I got there. I mean, I got there Thursday night at 10:30. And then left at 8:30 on
that's
Sunday.
Really Friday, Saturday. It's really 3 days.
It's 3 days.
3 days and change.
3 days. Yeah. What time?
I felt like I was there for a long time. Maybe I was there for a much briefer time, but it was
math.
Just not crazy pleasant.
72 hours, 42 hours documented by the casino spent gambling.
44 hours.
By our estimation, 24 hours spent sleeping.
Right.
That doesn't leave much time for going to nightclubs, does it?
Does it?
No.
Now, I guess... give or take, I had a few hours in the nightclub. Hello, not
Don,
fun.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Not
funny. Yes, wouldn't a dolly's be your breast?
No, it's a confection. Well, I guess hello, that's the
dollies.
Same thing.
It could be.
Sure. Hello, dollies, as hey, my dad used to say.
Right, you know what? Mm-hmm. You just put a couple of maraschino cherries on top of it.
Right on the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Hello, dollies. Got to make it pure.
What?
Got a mic.
Yeah.
Radio frauds.
Yeah.
Radio frauds, man. Come on, man. You guys, come on. When are you going to start talking about something, man? I'm going back to Dr. Laura.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. Have a good time. Why don't you call her and ask her about guys who are retarded?
That leave their radios up too loud when we come to them on the line. And then want to bust our balls.
Please, go listen to Dr. Laura. And while you're at it, why don't you ask her?
What about the vagina?
Ask her.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yes, go ahead. Now we'll let you ask that serious question because it's your chance.
Serious question.
Yes.
Mike, are you going to tell us?
Uh-huh. Oh, what a shame he got cut off.
That was the finger guy.
Yes, amen.
Also known as the OJ guy.
Einen Finger.
Who now is going under the moniker of the I'm going to start listening to Dr. Laura guy.
You guys are frauds.
He's crafty. Crafty.
Mm-hmm. Such crafty. A crafty craftsman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, my brothers from another mother's.
They're lingering right now. Yeah.
Right. Hi there.
Remember, they come in clusters.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, I got to tell you. Mrs. Nance has the hottest cream pie and a couple of beautiful hello dollies in Texas, baby.
Why are you laughing at him? What? Why are you, Rob Spiewak, laughing at this
because
guy?
He believed in his material.
He did. He committed.
He believed in his material.
Hello, radio show.
Well delivered.
Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
You know, I think if you're talking about Mrs. Nance's confections, and you use the DJ voice, it does kind of, you know, there's really nothing quite like a fabulous lemon tart from the Mama Nance kitchen.
Dorothy Nance.
That's it.
I want to tell you something. That upside down pineapple cake of Dorothy Nance makes enough to make you want to do a cheer for CBS Sports.
And of course, Rowley, 2 weeks away from Christmas cookie baking time, and I'm really, really excited about Dorothy Nance jumping into the kitchen to make some delicious no-see-ums, or what the hell they're called.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make up a stupid name for a cookie that wasn't a Dolly Madison.
And everybody loves Tuesday night at the Nance Mance. It's Mexican night, as Dorothy Jo makes her tacos.
Here comes Dorothy Jo now, the tray of those freshly baked snickerdoodles that we all love to dive into. Yeah, just the right amount of nutmeg and cinnamon.
It's Mrs. Nance's ambrosia. Take it easy, that's awful rich ambrosia.
You know, it's not the holidays until you've enjoyed Mama Nance's marzipan. Delicious.
What the hell is a marzipan?
It's candied sugar.
It's a confection that every kid enjoys.
Marzipan's a big, big, big element in Mother Nance's Yule log. Delicious and so real looking.
Delicious. And I'll tell you, you haven't lived until you've enjoyed one of Mama Nance's Santa Claus-shaped sugar cookies during this fabulous time of year.
How about her meringue-covered number twos?
Delish.
Okay, fellas.
Good and good for you.
You know, him I get. He was on an airplane all weekend. What's your excuse?
Hey, wait a minute. Come on now. That's good stuff. Come on. Join in the party.
Come on.
You were even doing it yourself for a while there.
Momentarily.
What's the matter? Couldn't you keep up? If you want some energy, I've got these fabulous peanut butter cookies I could make available to you from Dorothy Jo. Isn't Dorothy Jo Bob Barker's wife,
it
too?
Is.
Doris Jean.
You know what would really cheer you up is some of these delicious Mother Nance human blood macaroons. They taste so good, like copper.
Oh, they're so delicious. Nice and coconutty, topped with one of her fingernails.
All right, now I'm in.
Dorothy Jo.
I'm in. Feel me in.
Dorothy Jo Nance. Dot Nance.
What it is It's a caramelized ingrown hair.
These are absolutely fantastic. And you really sprinkle Ma Nance's toe shavings off on these, and they really taste extra spicy.
When it gets good and cold, you know Winter's hair when she makes a batch of tumor brittle.
Tumor brittle.
That made me think. I saw, and I did not stop and was not grossed out by this because I was in such a fine holiday mood.
Sure.
At the mall on Saturday, between the coming and going of the people and the crowded jam scene, there was a woman that was sitting on one of the benches in front of a kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, when you said, whatever you said about feet, about dead skin on the feet or whatever.
That was me, yeah. Okay. Yep.
There was a lady, and I mean a lady. She's a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She had the type of nylons on that roll up to just above the knee.
Oh, like calf length?
Yeah.
So she's sitting down on a bench, and she rolls down her right nylon stocking pantyhose and reaches into her bag and pulls out something from
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Uh-huh. Thank you. And she starts, scraping her feet.
Yeah.
Like a callus?
I should say her foot.
In the mall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. So when she rolled down the nylon, did it reveal a sea of blue roads?
No, I didn't see anything.
How old was she?
Like I said, about 50.
Yeah.
And the thing that she was using, I was standing a good 10 feet away from her. It looked like a computer mouse.
You know what? I think I may have seen this product advertised on one of the TV channels over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have like a little thing that catches the shavings?
No.
It almost looked like a spice grater or a cheese grater.
It was her foot?
Yes.
Did she roll the whole thing off the nylon?
Yes. So she's sitting at the bench. And she's got like a muumuu on.
Right.
And she pulls it up and she rolls down the half pantyhose.
Oh.
And the pantyhose are all gathered around her toe.
Just so she can get to the heel, right?
Yes. And then she goes into her bag and finds this thing that she just bought.
Right. Like a little scrape, like one of those little pieces of sandpaper.
Right.
But it looks like a mouse. I mean, not like a mouse, like a computer mouse.
It looks like a block, right? Like it's a block of stuff that they use for pedicures.
Yeah, it appears to be round.
It's used to exfoliate the dead skin off her foot.
Yep. She's sitting there, and she starts going to work on her heel like this. And people are walking by. And
that is so unsanitary.
That's the least of it.
Some guy that was sitting there had some bag that had some cookie or something in it, and it was great because he just couldn't even bring himself to open the bag. Well, I don't know. That made me think about it.
I got a lot of feet on the airplane, that's for sure. A lot of, when you're going across the country late at night, the shoes come off early on.
Like John Candy and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Really, everybody around me, everybody, including myself, kicked off the shoes.
Sure. Gotcha.
It's night. It's nighttime.
Violation,
and
Mike.
I know it was
a
violation.
Don't take off your shoes on an airplane.
I had no choice. Oh. Our feet were swollen. It was terrible.
I saw this foot rasp thing advertised on television,
mm-hmm.
and one of the selling points is, it says, when you do this to your feet, you make a mess, and you have to vacuum.
Right.
So this new foot grater has like a capture thing.
Catches the shavings.
But what they showed in the ad was a lady going over to the trash can, opening up, and pouring out about a quarter cup of foot. was so unsettling.
Well,
just
I saw
bad. Look like cheese.
Do they sell it at Bed Bath & Beyond?
They sell everything at
pumice
Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm sure
that's
they do.
What it probably was, a pumice. I bet it was a pumice stone.
No, but this
if
is,
Don said it looked like a mouse
shape,
that's perfectly the shape of a pumice stone.
But this is like a cheese grater with a capture thing.
Yeah, but that's not what he saw.
Right. This has a
But this looked like a mouse.
Okay.
Go away.
It could be. God. It could be either one.
Looked like a mouse.
Just moments ago, you were a champion.
No, but what you said was the shape of a mouse, and it was like, that's what she was taking that little pumice stone. That's it. Those are nasty, too.
Yeah. I leaned over to Janet for a second, and I said, quick, before we leave, see the woman down there on the, see by the kiosk? Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at her going to town on her foot. And Janet said, this really looks like something you would see in a zoo.
Uh-huh. Like during the grooming session.
Like an animal oblivious to everything around it.
And isn't 90%, some number like that, 90% of dust, isn't it skin shavings?
Yes. Yeah.
It's like what flecks off our bodies.
Dead skin and mites.
And dust mites.
Right.
Lovely. Let's eat. Who wants leftovers?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Parmesan?
Hello.
Hey, I have a Hello Dolly recipe.
A what? Hello Dolly recipe. Do we want that?
Well, you know, Rob said it's a 7-layer bar. Or you might choose not to answer at all.
Chef Dumbass?
7-layer bar?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not a 7-layer bar.
Chef Boyard Dumbass?
What's a 7-layer bar?
I don't know, Chef
Dumbass. Chef Boyard Dumbass.
Why don't you just tell us?
Chef Dumas, what do you have for us today? What will you be preparing?
Hello, Dolly.
And Hello, Dolly. One of them? A singular one or a batch of them?
How will you make them, Chef Jergoff?
I was just making popcorn.
Oh, yes, working a little of the Fred Rogers in
Bye!
There, too.
All right. And goodbye.
All right. Why don't you make us some tards?
We will be.
Some lemon tards.
You'll be right back. All right.
He's mentally retarded.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting out of this mouth.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I was going to die here, I was going to put up a fight. I reached up under there to get it, couldn't get it out. The more I tried to pull my hand out, the further up in the rollers that it continued to go. I was up under here like this, and my forearm was in here. This is a John Deere pocket knife that I had, and I was actually cutting away my fingers that was up in there.
He began severing his fingers with a pocket knife, but then his nightmare grew horribly worse. The lodged corn picker suddenly sparked a fire to the grass around it.
Oh, God.
My skin was melting. I mean, it was just dripping off my arm like plastic, melting plastic.
Unthinkable, perhaps, but in the face of death, Parker then used the knife to actually cut off his forearm.
Parker.
Once I cut all the meat off the bone, I just dropped.
Freed from the machine, he was able to escape to safety.
Thank God.
It wasn't a corn picker's fault. It was my fault. It was just a mistake I made.
The Don and Mike Show. Not really his fault.
Wow.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's funny, right, Clay?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You stink like my butt.
Hard. We've not talked about Dennis Murphy in a while.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
And hello to you, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Yeah.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you. Just looking at the website, firejoegibbsnow.com.
Yes.
As we get into a little bit of NFL stuff here, as I think we mentioned, Joe's in charge of this website.
Yes.
That was started kind of as a goof.
Sure.
And is, you know, it's half real, half not. We're just frustrated with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, it's really a venting website more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't know if it's still on now. But this morning, when the news about Sean Taylor being shot was breaking through the D.C. Metro, right, I was flipping around the channels, and I went to Comcast, and they had our buddy Larry Michael.
Larry Michael.
Mm-hmm. Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, who was listen, it's a mistake, first off, for Larry to be on TV.
Yes.
You know, he's a radio guy,
mm-hmm.
and it's him and some other schmuck. And they're doing a Redskins radio emergency broadcast.
Because of the circumstances of Sean Taylor. Right.
About the status of Sean Taylor. Mm-hmm. And they had no news at all. And I must have watched it for 15 minutes.
Right.
Because it was Larry Michael and this other schlub in a studio. And whenever the other schlub would talk, you got to visually see the real Larry.
Right. Right.
Larry that was upset that the facts weren't coming to him fast enough.
Right, because not a lot of facts. One of the frustrating right. things about this story is, I mean, you heard there was the shooting. You heard he was in rough shape, a lot of blood loss. And then, bingo, that was it. Nothing else was coming. And this is, what, 11, 12, 13 hours story, and it's right. Just no new information's coming.
So anyway, on the official Redskins, whatever, radio and TV simulcast of this, you had Larry, the play-by-play guy, looking so sleep-deprived, and they're so desperate for any bit of news.
Right.
He says, well, I think another Redskins player is going to be coming in and talking to us in about 10 minutes. And then the other guy goes, yeah. And then Larry gets the look on his face that we get on our faces a lot.
That he's angry, that it's frustrated. Not moving enough. Moving. He's been told something that's not really going to happen.
And he looks towards the corner and he gives him one of these, come on, hurry up, hurry up. And I'm waiting for someone to say, do you guys realize there's a camera on you right now?
Yeah, yeah, because they're just so out of control about the whole thing. And as opposed to, you know, look, all due respect to everybody that's dealing with this situation right now. And you know, and we said sincerely before about Sean Taylor, who is, you know, friends, his family, and all the Redskins, his teammates, we're concerned about this. But it just seems when you don't have information coming in, it seems to me, this town in particular, with supreme respect to everybody, oh, we have to stay on with it
right.
because it's a Redskin.
Mike, it's not breaking.
And because but there's no new information. You're it's staying not. On because you think that's what everybody will give you a pat on the back to do, and that's when I feel that's kind of crap.
Well, they cover their ass now. It's not breaking news. Now it's we're following
a developing story.
Right.
A developing story.
Developing.
Yeah, and you know what it is? And you know, really, and God forbid, because I really do hope he pulls through this, but it almost becomes like, who's going to get the big story first? Who's going to get the, you know, who's going to scoop somebody? We have to stay on the air. We have to saturate the, you know, there. It's just, I don't know. There's something, I've always said it, there's something about the Redskins in this town, the way, and it's not the people that root for the team. It's not even the people that are sports fans in this town.
On behalf of everyone in media, I just want to say, you're going to hear this 1,000 times tonight. You know, when you think about Sean Taylor, as we talk about him as someone who we actually know in that fake condescending TV way.
Yeah, that sad voice, our TV sad voice.
We're going to say this young man, we wish him the best. And, you know, this really puts everything in perspective. It's more than winning and losing on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to look at that camera. You got to pout with that Ann Curry pout. They're like, yes.
So I guess that's why if it was any other person that was fighting for their life and it wasn't about the football, that we would have the same kind of, oh, no, that's right. That wouldn't be the case.
Right.
Even though it puts it in perspective.
And imagine.
I mean, I don't want to get it to, you know, into the whole analysis of the media and all that stuff, but it just seems to me.
Imagine.
I'd like to, if you're going to go on the air with new, fresh
hold
information.
On, give me something.
Don't stay on because you think that's okay. What you're supposed to do.
No one
because
else.
It's Washington and it's the Redskins,
no
for
one
God's
else,
sake.
No one else is going to say this because he's close to losing his life, maybe in a coma. I don't
and
know.
And God forbid he does. Right. Honest to
here's
God, really.
Right.
Seriously. Who is surprised by this? The guy's a thug. The guy's been
yeah, but you
in
can't say
before.
That because you have no idea what the circumstances
sure,
are.
Sure
if somebody
can,
was
Mike.
Breaking into his house because he was breaking into his house, the last gun thing that he got involved with was totally was not the way I understand it was not like this. This is somebody who broke into his house and shot him.
So it's just a wacky coincidence
that you know
that
he's no one
all,
has
that
no,
he's
no.
been in all kinds of trouble like this before.
Nobody has any information as to what this is. I'm just saying people stay on it and they stay on
all
the
I'm
story
saying
because
is who is surprised? You know they're making this out like the choir boy quarterback who is not even busted a girl's hymen yet. Something awful happened to this guy while he was out selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, but I mean, the story, the way I understand it, is that it was a break-in. That's what happened to his house.
Right.
At his house. So that is that
no,
is
Alex
a Taylor, set.
That is the story.
Right. No, but nobody has any of the details yet as far as
right.
exactly,
so is,
exactly, including you know, an update on what the condition of the
what,
poor guy is and
what
what's going
the,
on.
What would the circumstances be, you know, am I the only guy that's thinking that maybe it's more than a random?
No, you're not.
Home
you're the
invasion.
Only one. You're only one that's verbalizing it.
Of course.
And you know, you don't know what the circumstances are, and you know, it could because of the way they're. Also, what with the 14 hours or 15 hours that's passed right now? I mean, you're not getting any information as to what the circumstances.
I mean,
were.
You get what I'm saying.
But I mean, the way it was explained. The first, I'm going on what I heard the first time is that you know somebody's tried to break into his house.
I certainly respect life and don't wish death on anybody, but. You know, this is a guy who's been, you know, he could have been on the Cincinnati Bengals. the guy's been in trouble. He's not been one of these model citizens. He's not one of these guys that like
and
the pamphlet they put out about
no, and what you're saying
Redskins guys.
What you're saying is because of the history, that's why people start to wander. And as far as speculation goes, the rumor mill gets started.
Sure.
Perhaps more with this particular athlete, with another athlete. That's why that happens. I'm just saying I think that this story ought to be covered where they break in if they have new information.
Well,
and
we
it seems to me to be the constant repetition over and over and over again. You know, and I would imagine really important. If he does have family and friends around here, that's got to suck for them, too, because you don't hear any new information as far as what's happening.
Well, here's what we have on FireJoeGivesNow.com. Mm-hmm. And again, all of this written by Joe. It says, first, it has a picture of Joe Gibbs, then a picture of the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. And then it says, sucks, sucks, sucks on all of their faces. Mm-hmm. And then he's photoshopped Merrill Howard Kalen into being the next coach. It says the following. Nice game. Too bad I missed it. You see, as I and a few others in the know have figured out, it's no longer necessary to watch a Redskins game. In fact, it's better to not bother. This team sucks. This team sucks. It's not even Dan Snyder's fault. Imagine having so much money, you could own a team and hire great coaches, and this is what you get? All of them suck. And if I could find a picture of Bubba Tyre, mm-hmm. he spells the name wrong, mm-hmm. or Tired, the supposed trainer of our battered and injured team, I'd have him on the block too. Dan Snyder, please man up. Fire Joe Gibbs now. And then below it, it says, Taylor critical, expected to survive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he is expected to survive now.
According to Joe.
Where did Joe get his name? But what's the latest that you have?
I don't have the expected to survive.
I'm just reading you what Joe's writing on FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
Can we ask where Joe got that information, though?
Joe?
Yes, Don?
On FireJoeGibbsNow, beautiful website.
Thank you.
It says Taylor critical, expected to survive.
I caught that on the radio driving in from the Miami Herald.
All right, thank you. Then he also writes, by the way, thanks for all the support. This site has had 30,000 hits in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's not to say we've had 30,000 emails, but we know you're out there. This will and continue to be a free site, no ads. If you email your thoughts, it's counted and posted. Hold on. Where did he write F U? Hey, did you take the F U part off? Joe?
Yeah, I did.
When did you do that?
After my mom went to the site.
Oh.
Hi, Joe.
It's a good test.
Because you had some constructive criticism for those who are constructively criticizing the way this site is constructed.
Yes, those website savvy web designers that don't like the site because it's a simple site.
Well, you're a simple man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
As you heard, Mike.
You're so proud of your boy, aren't you?
FireJoeGibbsNow.com reports that Sean Taylor is critical, expected to survive.
Yes. Is this a website still where people can go and vote? Is that primarily what it's to? But it's evolving into perhaps an editorial website.
It's kind of turning into like Joe's blog.
Ah, okay. Rob, have the disclaimer for me ready, okay?
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Good night, gentlemen.
Hi, good night.
Good night to you.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Hey, I got this information from my wife, so if it's wrong, I'm going to send her to Geronto with her mother-in-law, but isn't his girlfriend supposed to make a statement?
Is this Sean Taylor we're talking about
again,
here?
Again, this is the kind of BS that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's wild.
We'll ask Joe.
We'll get an update from Joe.
Oh, okay.
Joe will go listen to another radio station and tell us what the Miami Herald is reporting. He'll put it right up there on the website for everybody.
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we are expecting another statement from Joe.
Very good.
We'll carry that live.
Looking forward to that.
That's right.
What do you have? Us?
I've given you everything I have. That's okay. The latest. He's still in a coma. He's still in the intensive care in extremely
no word on condition. Survivability or anything like that.
No, nobody's made a remark one way or the other about that.
The thing with the coma is something that, mm-hmm. at least when I left home today about 1 o'clock,
right.
that was still a slippery slope, no pun intended, Rob. Right.
Yeah, nobody actually wanted to talk about
nobody
that.
Nobody wanted to come out right. and say that word.
Right. And you brought up before, you know, as far as the circumstances, we haven't heard anything from the police either as far as, you know, other than it is they're going on it as a reported burglary or robbery.
Right.
Where he was shot twice. Home invasion robbery, right.
Right.
All I know is the way Buzz seems to be dodging these questions, I'm suspicious of Buzz.
You think Buzz could be involved somehow?
I never said that.
That's every crime in the last 10 years.
Tell me about it.
I was here the whole time.
Look at him. Long weekend.
Say, Holmes, lay down that ATV or I'll shoot your ass.
That's Buzz is, you never know where he is. His account, his whereabouts are always unknown.
Mm-hmm. Like
hello
it
there.
That way.
Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Up.
Hello.
Hello.
Forget it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
Mommy boobies. And you want to put a
stop to it. When their show comes on, I tune the rest.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Mike, do you think Regis Philbin knows what Facebook is?
No.
But wait, Gelman just announced just now that you can also see your photo online.
Not all, but many, yeah. We're going to put lots of them online.
Are you going to put lots of them or all of them?
Lots of them.
Why don't you put all of them on?
Because there's going to be probably 500,000 people in this.
That's all right. Yeah. The face television, what is it, Face TV? What is it called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Face TV?
The channel that has faces.
Channel.
My face.
You're thinking Facebook.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. No,
you know what I was talking about? How you adjust your TV? You go to the picture on the clicker, and press it, and you'll see you can adjust the screen.
We're kind of like the Waltons in this century. Isn't it interesting? We're like, there's a thing called television, and if you press a clicker, magic appears, and fairy dust is sprinkled, and then we can be smaller or wider, depending on what button you push.
You never heard of Face TV?
No.
Face Internet, I mean.
Internet. Face Internet.
You mean Facebook?
Facebook, of course. Why don't you get
Facebook.
With it, will you?
Yeah, you get with it.
You
get
with
it. You get a lot of faces. You get a lot of faces.
Not really, but okay.
Face TV.
I don't think you should send us your photo.
Face Internet.
Teach him a lesson.
Face TV.
What's the channel for that?
What's the channel? You know, Face Internet.
Oh, that was funny.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, you'd like to indulge just for a moment. He was also trying to figure out the screen ratio on his TV.
Right.
Figure out how come when he pushes the button to stretch the picture.
Right, the 1080i, the resolution button.
He appears to be fat.
You know what I did the other night? We got a new TV, and I don't like the way we look on this TV.
Oh, are you like, are we wide?
Yeah.
Mm.
And we come off a little heavy.
Oh, very heavy, yes. We have a wide
And I'm
too.
Saying to myself, I mean, have I gained any weight? I don't think so.
He's so stupid.
And I don't think you have.
No.
Why are we looking so heavy?
He's so stupid.
It's because the screen has distorted us.
That's right.
We
and
have
you know
been
you,
distorted.
And if that's the way we look to you now, it's not because of us. It's your screen. And there's a way to reduce it.
Do people tell you in person that you look much smaller in person? Me too.
Now, at this point, I'm watching this show this morning trying to figure out exactly what is this old coot.
This is a man who went out to the store.
Trying to talk about.
With his wife, Joy, bought a high-definition television and hooked it up to rabbit ears.
And the other thing that I just picked up on, it's vanity. Because
yeah.
he's saying,
right.
I'm not really that fat.
And he probably only picked up on it when he saw his show.
Of course.
Which right. It sounds to me like, well, no. Could he TiVo?
No.
Can he use a DVR?
No, but he has said he watches the show when he's on vacation, but only host chat.
So he's, all right, so he's watching it live when there's a recording, and right. He sees himself, he's like, this isn't right. How come I'm, what is this?
Why am I fat?
Younger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know you can reduce the screen. You can pull it back together again.
How do you do that?
There is something on your TV clicker. What do you call
remote.
That?
The remote,
yeah.
On your clicker.
The clicker. And you know what he did? He probably said, he went to the store and said, I want one of those rectangular sets. Get me the square one.
Flat screen, sir?
I don't know from flat screen. What I'd like would be the rectangular one. The one that's, you know.
We call it the clicker in our house.
Yep, uh-huh. I do too. And if you press a certain button, you will see the screen, then will reduce itself.
But then you have like the black bar.
What you want when you see the little numbers on the bottom are 4.3.
Right, that's the ratio.
Yeah, that's the ratio, 4 to 3.
Not wide or stretch.
Yeah, there you go.
This is why people, when they get over 60, should not be allowed to drive. Much less be on television.
Oh, my God. This is great. He got the whole thing. He got a new television.
Right.
He got a high-def TV.
And we look absolutely
perfect.
The same. No, we look a little better. So thank
yeah.
God.
No, I've been noticing that, too, a lot. That,
yeah, you can
that,
do it with your... I'll have to explain it to you another time.
Yeah. You know what I did? Instead of doing all of that, I just stopped watching our show.
Can't take it,
I said, that can't be reality. Click.
But more and more, you know, the TV sets are getting larger and larger, and everybody thinks it's terrific. But I'll tell you, I think the picture is distorted when you get it that big.
He has no idea.
The two pearls of wisdom are, first, he doesn't understand the screen ratio on his new flat screen TV, and second, he thinks that Facebook is a channel on the internet called Face TV.
Face TV, or as he said, Face Internet.
Yeah, the internet
Face
channel.
Face Internet. And this is a guy, we've discussed this, that is making tens of millions of dollars a year, and he can go out and get someone to come into his home and make it state of the art, but I think he probably says, hey, let's go down there to the, I saw some of the rectangular TVs at Duane Reade.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My name is Rocky Balboa, the Italian Stallion.
Hey, Fred Rogers guy, how you doing?
Can I ask you something?
How are you, Sly?
Are you hungry?
I am starved. Hey, good pull on your part, my friend.
Very good.
I'm starved. How about you, Mike?
I'm very hungry. I'd love a snack right now.
You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
No, the show's not over, no.
You mean our show or your show? I'm hungry.
Want to go to Bass Pocket?
Do I want to go where?
Did it sound dirty to you?
Like you want to go bass effing?
Want to go to Bass Pocket?
Wow. I'd love to know what that is because it really sounds naughty.
Can't make it out.
Play it again.
Am I talking too loud?
You know, you're just talking in that Rocky Balboa way that's very hard to understand.
Get a job, you bum.
Now, why are you telling us to get a job? We have jobs.
Are you hungry?
Starved. What do you have to eat?
I was just making some popcorn.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. There you go.
Yes, all the other different voices telling us that we're hungry.
He fulfilled the obligation, and for that we thank him. Oh, your chance to win some cash here. We'll play one of our after Thanksgiving games in just a moment.
Good.
But first,
Christ.
We have important news about Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really? Oh, all these people.
B-movie. Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing your B-movie stripes today, Rob?
Buzzes through Israel.
Oh.
And Jerry Seinfeld's trip to the Holy Land got so much hype on the evening news, it was mentioned right up there with upcoming Mideast peace talks.
Wow.
Jerry visited Israel for the first time to promote his new animated movie about bees. And he was treated like royalty.
B-movie in Israel.
Newspapers devoted full page to his trip.
Opening in Tel Aviv.
References to his humor crept into serious items in the news.
I can't get a cab.
Amon Abramovitz, Sunday, during
Abramovitz.
The Mideast meeting called by President Bush, said, Yes, we had a good time. Yada, yada, yada.
We can get all the Mideast leaders together in a room if we watch B-movie.
Anyway, so that's you'll see that. He's
happy for him.
He actually has been treated like the king of the world, seriously.
Trying to drum up business in Israel for B-movie.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that, Mike. Mm-hmm. And then there's this. Radio really has just gone completely, absolutely apology crazy.
Really? What now?
Well, hold on. Keep in mind that our big Homovember show that we did last week went off without a hitch.
Right.
And our thanks to Homo Joe and Blair Michaels and all of our gay friends that came down. Mm-hmm. You know, the company didn't want us to do it.
Right.
Because
right.
they were so concerned
Chiquita.
That we would offend somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There's a station. It's not a CBS station now. Columbus, Ohio. They've had a parody song that they've played for about 5 years. And this is not. It's a. All right, this is the original by David Bowie. Young Americans.
Young Americans.
The song is called Bunch of Mexicans. Amazing. A bunch of Mexicans. Describes a group of 14 Mexicans misunderstanding orders at a fast food restaurant, working as landscapers, traveling in packs, and evading immigration authorities. The song, written and performed by Dave Kalin, half of the WNCI Morning Zoo team, Dave and Jimmy.
That's a guarantee of being an idiot.
Has aired dozens of times over the last year, but attracted the attention of the Ohio Hispanic Coalition.
Okay.
But it was played on Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the radio station do? Did they say, listen, this is a hot-button issue. Our guys didn't mean anything by this. Mm-hmm. They've played this song for a long time.
Right.
I mean, they didn't. There was no...
How long had the song been played for? Months?
Months.
Okay.
And there were no...
So nobody in management says anything like when the song first comes on the air.
Well, here's why. Because, and I saw the lyrics. The lyrics are like Morning Zoo written. I mean, there are no slurs.
Right.
There are no bad words used. It's just about illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. The song, Bunch of Mexicans. Anyway, so they emailed the radio station,
mm-hmm.
this group emailed the radio station. And said they're considering a boycott. The station is meeting with the Ohio Hispanic Coalition leaders next week. Uh-huh. They have pulled the song off the air, and every hour they're writing an apology.
So they've reacted to that.
Every hour.
By caving, which is what they do in those situations.
Here's the thing. WNCI program director Mike McCoy said he did not consider the song offensive.
Guarantee his name is the real.
It was intended as a satire on Americans' view of immigrant labor. Why wouldn't you say that to the coalition?
Right.
Why do you got to cave right away?
Because we are in the climate of caving. Cave first, ask questions later.
I know we are, but this is about the most pure milk, you know, white bread Morning Zoo in
right.
the world.
So this is not over the line edgy or anything like that would have
no, it's
you
like,
know, perhaps legitimately offended people.
No, it's a stupid Morning Zoo.
They just got right. targeted, and they because they probably never have been before,
yeah.
they reacted in totality, which is, oh, my God, we better get that apology on every hour.
That's exactly what
panic,
they did.
Panic, panic, panic. Do they do anything to the DJs?
The DJs.
The axe normally falls swiftly.
Let me see. WNCI values our listener community enormously. We apologize to anyone offended by the comment. Posted the apology today after reviewing the lyrics of the song. Nope, the DJs just have to keep on apologizing.
Fair enough.
Keep on saying you're sorry.
Yes, sorry. It is a very interesting climate we live in. I guess joking rapidly is becoming unacceptable no matter what the circumstances.
Over the line, guys.
Over the line.
Mm-hmm. And who knew that there were Hispanics in Ohio?
Don, I just got this in.
They are everywhere.
We have a letter. This came from the Jim Nance's Mother Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
They did not like the jokes we were making before about the Dolly Madisons or
hey,
whatever
guys,
those things were called.
Guys, over the line, guys.
JNMC.
That is over the line.
Jim and Nancy Nance.
Dorothy Jones.
And tonight, I would never recommend anybody watch The Tonight Show.
Yuck.
Right. But this would be a pretty good reason to set your DVR tonight. Because they're all in reruns,
mm-hmm.
they're going to rerun very old episodes of Jay Leno on The Tonight Show.
Not really old episodes of The Tonight Show.
No.
Which I'd really like to watch.
Johnny owns those. Right. The state does.
But they are going to go back, I think, as far as... When did he get the gig? Like 1990...
September of 92.
Oh, that's when he had the jet black hair with that looked like the one of our crows outside. Just, laid one right in the middle of it.
Anyway, if you
remember
want,
when he used to have just that tiny little piece of skunk hair?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So I think it would be interesting to watch, if for nothing else, to see what happened. Yeah. I mean,
see how his skills as an interviewer have developed, too.
See if the jokes change.
Well, because he's always been good at that.
Well, he started out so bad. I think he has gotten better. We'll get to see the return of Ed Hall, the announcer.
Well, and we won't have all the bright lights, right, that they incorporated later on in the broadcast.
And also, was it Branford Marsalis was his original band
leader?
Yes,
Branford Marsalis was
the
band leader.
Who didn't laugh at anything, even though they did lots of cutaway shots to him. He was always sitting there looking sullen.
Because he didn't want to laugh. He didn't want to be fake.
Right. See, it's already been sold. So if you want something to watch tonight, turn that on. Maybe you get a chance to catch something. I heard Al Michaels last night during the Patriots game. Hey, great to see them almost get their asses kicked last night.
Almost.
At one point when the Eagles were making it a real game,
right,
when they went ahead for the final time, it was like 24-21,
mm-hmm.
he said, boy, we got a real dogfight here.
Oh.
And he said, not the right climate to say that, I guess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. See,
please calm down. But you know what? On that level, those guys have the automatic censoring device in there. I think they've got a computer chip that they put in network broadcasters' brains.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm thinking Al Michaels now feels that he can't even make a joke.
Madden say anything about it? Oh, you can say dog fight.
No, but the thing is,
go ahead.
Here's the thing that I noticed. Remember for a while when it was not right to refer to football games or sports as wars and battles and that rule is gone down the toilet now.
Sure.
This is the new rule. Whatever the latest PC thing is, whether it be Hispanics in Ohio, whether it be just making an offhanded comment about dogfighting.
Because
on TV.
Michael Vick got involved in dogfighting, they can't say that a game's a dogfight?
Right. And then Willie Nelson wants to make, what is it? He wants to make the state of Georgia, he wants dogfighting to be a felony.
Right. Okay.
Willie Nelson. Here he is right now. Willie Nelson, I hope.
Dogfighting is against the law in Georgia, but the laws are so weak that the beautiful state of Georgia has become a haven for dogfighters from around the country. Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, along with Best Friends Animal Society, and I'm asking my friends and neighbors in Georgia to help close the loopholes in the state's dogfighting laws. It's time to end the senseless torture of man's best friend. Visit fightdogfighting.com today for more information and find out what you can do to help.
Many of the farms that are used for dogfighting currently could be cultivated and used to grow marijuana.
You know why? I'm
Willie Nelson.
That's why I would listen to that man. That man smoked a joint on the roof of the White House.
Yeah,
when Jimmy Carter invited him to spend the night, he climbed out of the window of the Lincoln bedroom.
Right.
Pretty good Secret Service we had back then.
Who doesn't love old Willie, though?
Climbed out on top of the window, got up on the roof, and smoked the J.
I'm Willie Nelson. If you have not had fallen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think you should get some listeners motivated to write that station and help defend, you know, satire before every special interest group pretty much tears apart all comedy we have left.
Well, you know, what you really got to do is first define who actually is a special interest group in this day and age, because now everybody gets thrown in that equation.
You have a structured organization where you can fire out 3,000 emails, that's all you need. I mean, that is all you need, and they will react to it right now. And I think we're in a climate in the world where that's the type of issue that people pay attention to now, and that's why you have this climate, because we are being, distracted from the greater problems that society has. The fact that we have a war, we have a bad economy, it's because, hey, if you pay attention to the fact that, Janet Jackson did that with her boob, we'll be distracted with that. And, hey, look, Brittany, she doesn't have any panties on getting out of the car. We're distracted. Yippee-yi-yo, kaya. I don't care if I got a great mortgage payment, and when I signed up for it, they said it was going to be $800 a month, and then in 3 years, that'll go, is that $5,000? It'll go up to $5,000 a month. But that's not for 8 years, so hey, look at Britney's crotch. Duh.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
America!
Right on.
Wake up, America. White power.
White power, boys.
Oh, my God.
White power in America.
Yep, white power in the boys.
All right, stop it, Tom.
Tom, are you for white power?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
right
no.
On. Why are you for white power, Tom?
Because I'm sad what happened today with Sam. What's his name?
Sam Taylor?
No.
Sean Huff?
Yeah, Sean with the Redskins.
Sean Huff, yes.
Sean with the Redskins.
That's very sad. We hope he's okay, Tom.
I know he is. I was just talking to Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder's on the way down to Florida now.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be joining him?
Nope.
How are you, Tom?
Good. How you doing?
What did you enjoy for Thanksgiving?
I ate a lot of turkey.
Yeah.
So
who fed you?
I went out and helped the homeless people on Thursday.
Oh, very nice.
Quit talking of yourself in the third person.
Can you imagine?
No, that? I did not do that, Bobby. You know watch that it.
I'll get out of here. You know what that is? Seriously, that's like God kicking you in the ass. Imagine that. You're a homeless person. You're waiting in one of those lines.
Right.
And you get up there, and it's time for your food, and he's got a hairnet on.
Yeah. And he's taking out the mashed potatoes with his hands and not wearing the gloves.
Stuffing, too.
Turkey.
Who wants it?
Turkey.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Well, anyway, why can't we sue those guys who sues all those other people, man? They offending us, man. They offending me because, you know.
I don't think there's any reason you couldn't have a countersuit if you had an organization that had stones. But
it would have to be like, in this case, it would have to be Hispanics for Humor.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely.
You would have to make a group like that. You would have to write that radio station mm-hmm. and send them a bunch of emails and say, hello. We are Hispanics, and we think this is funny.
I mean, this has been kind of a safe haven over the years for people that get jokes.
Yeah,
people that understand it. I mean, you know, people just kind of let everything roll off because they know it's comedy.
Yeah, but
it's funny.
It's going to get so serious, man. You're not going to say hello anymore because you know.
What do you mean, hello there?
Because if drop the O and hello, that's hell.
You know, it really is getting. Okay, it seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what about Rob Spiewak's fixation on the ample bosom of Arch Campbell?
That's offensive, my friend.
Yeah.
That's totally offensive.
The Anti-Arch Defamation Society.
I would like to sing my parody song about Arch's teat, if I may. Driving cab.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just want to speak with Mike about his last statement. I'm glad somebody else finally gets the political politics in this country is all misdirection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think the whole thing is, sure. and more now than it's ever been. And that's like that. You go back in history. That's what they did back in history. Focus on the all the little jokes that we don't like, and we won't be paying attention to the real stuff. That everything's being screwed up.
Right? Hi, Don and Mike.
Back
show.
Again, man.
Oh, I thought I hung up on
He's
you.
He's back again.
I hung up on you.
Yeah. Why'd you do that for?
Because we got a show to do, Tom.
No.
Bye.
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh dear. Yeah.
So, friends.
He's going to call back now.
Friends, he ain't going to get through because we're going to play a game now.
Ah.
How was your Thanksgiving anyway, folks? Literally, how was your Thanksgiving? This is a variation of one of the games that we play 8 million different ways. Was there something you really wanted to say to someone at Thanksgiving and you didn't say it to them? Now, as I mentioned, I had a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Probably because it was only my immediate family that was there.
Right.
There weren't 8 million people all putting their elbows sideways trying to get the gravy and poking you in the head.
Usually they're rather large gatherings where maybe someone says something and you choose not to respond at the particular time.
And thank God this year I didn't feel that hot, boozy breath from the bisexual uncle coming over and lightly tussing my hair, licking on my bald spot.
Yes, everybody's got that particular relative where you would just like to say, please don't do that. It can be a simple thing, can it?
Sure it can.
I mean, like, as simple as, you know, when you come over during every holiday and you give me that little shoulder rub, it really, really creeps me out and your fingers smell.
And you hold your tongue on the holiday because it's the holiday and you want to be polite, you want everybody to get along, but that's past now.
So the name of this is What I Really Wanted to Say on Thanksgiving. And you call us at 877-365-3636. Tell us your tale. Tell us who you wanted to tell off. We'll find one that's good enough. We'll call the person, and we'll let you get it off your chest.
Very good, because now that the holiday's over, all bets are off.
Right.
Oh, and we got, let's see, how about 200 and make it 200. $250 American dollars.
Too fitting.
So if there's something you really wanted to say, and it's best to keep it to family members, it's best not to bring strangers into this gigantic mess.
No, because you may have some repair work to do next Thanksgiving.
So you call us now and you tell us what it is you wanted to say, and if we get anybody decent, we'll call them and we'll tell them. I don't want to tell you what to say, but I know, you know, in years past, there's at least one person I would have loved to say, you know, it's called halitosis.
Or I had an uncle, God rest his soul, who would tell the same jokes every year. He would tell the same jokes to everybody.
And wouldn't you love to say to someone, you know what? I didn't really want to see your vacation photos. Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. And this is really, and then it's just done, and you don't have to worry about it again. Or every year when I sit across from you, I see the cranberry, the turkey, the stuffing, all interspersed, squishing between your teeth. Could you please, would it be so difficult next Thanksgiving? And I wanted to wait till after the holiday to tell you to keep your mouth closed.
That turkey is so dry. Now, these are benign.
Yeah.
These are not
examples.
But they may sound benign. But you know what kind of weight that carries in a family?
A lot.
You know, say seriously. I mean, you know, I know it sounds benign to you, a dry turkey, like a bad bird. When everyone was sitting there, if everybody at the table went, this is absolutely fantastic.
And what even if you wanted to mention something like, let's move it to another genre of life.
Another, yeah.
I just wasn't polite to say this to you at dinner, but none of us think it's a good idea for you to mix booze and pills.
Right. Uh-huh. Or here's one that I think would be the granddaddy of all of them. You know, really had a fantastic time, but for the love of God, what kind of stain serves ham on Thanksgiving?
Or ditch that boyfriend.
Or you could go with a ham thing. How did that go at your turkeyless Thanksgiving, Buzz?
Fantastic. Delicious.
How was your Thanksgiving ham?
It was terrific. It was great.
But if you were to make the call, you would say, you know, for the love of God, it's Thanksgiving, serve turkey.
That would be my family's tradition.
Right.
Sure. And I made one the next day.
And I know that I've also been at plenty of situations where, if given the chance, I would call in and say, listen, I don't really care about grandkids. I don't care about cousins. I want to watch the goddamned football game,
right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't appreciate being given an attitude just because I'm the first alpha male to pick up my tray and bring it in the TV room.
Or just because I do a radio show for a living, do you think that entitles you to just think that I'm always going to be the one that wants to hear the latest joke
or,
that isn't funny?
How about this? Can I tell you something, Aunt Lola? I could see right down your blouse.
Now, see, that's kind of a positive one, too.
Yeah.
They don't all have to be horrible things. You could say, listen, I just want to say that I know we were talking about Thanksgiving and everything, but I have to say I've admired your bounty for years.
You looked hot. Yeah.
I've watched you grow up in front of my eyes, and I have to say something.
Couldn't say it at dinner.
We're not blood related, of course.
You get Chris Hansen involved here.
No, I'm talking about Bethy Boo.
I know. That's it. We should have gotten Chris Hansen there.
All grown up now.
Oh, my God.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What do you want?
I like rape.
Oh, I don't.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, don't push me in the shower.
It is. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
I wanted to take a shower with you. At Thanksgiving dinner, I didn't even think about eating my cranberry sauce. I wanted to jump in the shower with you.
How about this? Uncle Pete, if you don't stop touching my knee, next year, I'm telling everybody.
Or you're going to get like a serving fork in your hand.
Right.
You know, it is infinite, isn't it? It's really limitless as far as what can be said.
Here's another benign one. Hey, Uncle Buzz. We counted every time you went to the bathroom, and we went in, and we felt the soap, and we felt the faucet. You don't wash your hands, dude.
So that begs the question, what was going on? And it could be a question,
sure,
too.
Sure, sure.
I was really curious when you and Uncle Mickey went upstairs right before the football game came on, and you were up there, and you didn't take a nap. What exactly were you doing up there? Because you know that happens on Thanksgiving, too.
What if it's something like that chick on The Office?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but notice. Have you had something done to your bosom?
I didn't want to say it. You know what? I got a new name for it. I didn't want to say it at the table.
That's it.
Well, God knows. We've helped you out here.
Yeah, I mean, so many different directions this could go, and I'm kind of excited about it.
So let's see what you got at 877-365-3630. Well, that was quick on the music.
Lame.
Hey, I have one.
Okay.
Just one more.
Okay.
Really, and you could say this. I'm really curious. When we all were sitting at the table and we smelled something, was it you? Because we all said it was, but we just didn't tell you.
Not at the table.
Did you break it?
Yeah, that or, you know, even deeper, darker stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. It could be anything.
Did you? We didn't say anything, but we both know that when I opened the bathroom door, I saw you, and then I shut the door, and we both know.
Brad.
You wearing your big pirate. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold. And, of course, eat big, hairy.
I'm a single, successful guy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're good.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I thought he sucked.
Second, that was not his interview, Mike. That's what I was looking for.
It's wow. The 9/11 of fun. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, cats, kittens, here we go. What was the name of this thing, Mike?
What we said at the table. What we wouldn't say at the table.
No, you.
What, Rob?
I didn't want to tell you at the table.
I didn't want to tell you at the table. Right.
Otherwise known as, how's your Thanksgiving?
What I didn't want to tell you at the table.
Right.
So you got this? 877-365-3636. You call us, you tell us what you wanted to say, and then we call the person. And if we call the person and you tell them, you win $250.
That's right. You might want to give them some of it.
And let's start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Any idea?
Maybe not.
But
what's your name?
Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Hi, Daryl.
Sounded like you said Daryl.
It did sound like
it. Yeah, it is Daryl with a D at the end.
Daryl.
Daryl like with a D at the end of it?
Yeah, it sounded like past tense of Daryl.
D-A-R-R-E-L-D?
D-A-R-E-L-D.
Daryl?
Yep.
Are you telling the truth?
What kind of a retarded name is that?
I was named after a guy spelled differently, and the D-A-R-E is Dare, the D at the end would be different. I was born in Humboldt County in the 60s.
Ah, hippie. Oh, a hippie name. All right.
Okay, all right. No problem. So you're a child of the 60s, and how was your Thanksgiving?
I had a great Thanksgiving. Right. Had a situation I didn't want to tell my wife, but I'll tell her for this.
Now, something obviously happened, and you didn't want to say it at the table.
That's the whole point of this, something that you wanted to say, but you couldn't say at Thanksgiving. What is it?
Well, my wife, she sells vacation property down in Baja in San Felipe, and so she always gets her very top-level tequila down there. And she loves her margaritas, and I was making her a margarita. I was down to the tail end of it, and there was a worm in the margarita, in the tequila, and I was pouring it in the blender while the blender was on, and I didn't filter it, and the worm went into the margarita. Since I didn't have any more tequila, I just didn't tell her, and I just poured her margarita anyway.
Well, I mean, you're actually doing her a favor if you gave her the worm.
Yeah, but that's it?
My wife would have flipped.
What, if she'd known that you gave her the worm?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And again, that sounds a lot funnier than this actual call.
But the tequila worm, if we're being specific, is actually quite a... Isn't that a nice thing? Was she supremely buzzed after that?
Hold on. What did this guy have?
My wife gets buzzed on a wine cooler.
So you put the worm in her margarita?
On accident, yeah.
On accident.
Daryl, on accident.
Did you put it in the bottle or in the actual glass?
It was in the blender.
The blender.
And then I just poured the drink into the blender. Hold on.
I believe I'm speaking, Daryl. I think I understand.
You're going to clear this up for us?
I believe while he was making the margaritas in the blender, he actually put the actual worm inside the blender.
Right.
The worm got all like frog in a blender, chopped up, and then his wife drank it.
Right.
Not a big deal. I mean, still it would. Don't you, when you eat the worm?
Some people do.
Isn't that supposed to be like the best part?
My wife would have topped her cookies.
Well, that simply is not thick enough for us, my friend.
It's,
not thick enough.
We'll put you down. Daryl, wife ate the worm.
On accident.
Right.
Is it Daryl or Gerald?
Daryl.
D-A-R-E-L-D?
E-L-D.
Right.
He went to Gerald. I know it's like Jared, but...
Jared.
Those commercials drive me nuts.
They're all fine advertisers, Don. They're all quality people. And every one of them advertises on this show.
I know they
do. That's Jared.
I know they do.
And a lot of trips into the mines. I'm hearing that, too, now.
Yes.
I am hearing a lot of that right now.
It's that time of year.
It's not just Ronnie and Jeb anymore. It's another guy. Well, no, he doesn't go into the mines. He goes to the diamond centers and brings them back now. I forgot what his name is.
I had the opportunity to go to Jared this weekend.
You find any good deals?
Yeah, I found a hell of a deal there. I probably should. I hope my girlfriend's not listening.
Yeah, that might be problematic. Are we talking about shopping for the big day?
I assumed you bought something for yourself.
Did you buy another money clip?
New cufflinks.
Well, it's only a problem because she's not going to get the ring.
What?
Are you talking about your wife?
No, I said it's only a problem.
Made a terrible mistake.
Bye!
Keeping Daryl on the line here. That was on accident.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Vanessa.
Hi, Vanessa. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did.
But there was something that you didn't say at the table?
Yes, there was.
And, pray tell, what was it?
I ate Thanksgiving dinner with my boyfriend's family.
Yeah.
And I did not tell him that I was pregnant, but not by him, but by his best friend.
Well, this sounds
trailer-like to me.
That is everyone's crap detector going off at once.
and as you laugh, too, pregnant with his best friend's child.
So anyway... Yeah. So, Slut, you were going to mention this to him around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Well, I was going to say that I was pregnant, but I wasn't going to say how. But then I figured he'd just get pissed off that I was pregnant in general.
You really need the $250, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I have a child coming.
Well, how do you think he's going to take the news?
He might not speak to me, but...
All right, hold on. Get a number. We'll let these players
play it out.
Try this one on us, the community players.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
This is your boyfriend, Vanessa?
Pardon me?
Come again?
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Is it your boyfriend?
It is my boyfriend. I'll give you his number if you'd like.
Great. Hold on a second, please.
Hold on. Uno momento.
Hello there. Donna Macho. How loud? Loud.
Hello,
loud.
Radio God.
Hurts my ears. Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Mike, hey,
fat-ass. That's all I want to say. Fat-ass Mike.
Well, I mean, we're playing a little game here, sir.
How much do you weigh, fat-ass?
You can call me a fat-ass anytime, but we're playing a game right now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, eh?
Doing good.
What's your name, sir?
It's Hummer.
Hummer.
Yeah.
Hummer, do you know Daryl?
Do I know Daryl?
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Yes,
Sorry about that, guys.
Yes, Humma. What can we do for you?
I was out on Thanksgiving, and I was high as hell. Nobody knew about it. The entire family was sitting around, and I am on cloud nine.
What were you high on?
Mary Jane.
So you had weed.
The weed.
Yes, sir. And that was the day before my birthday, so I was I did not want to deal with the family, and I was as high as I could possibly be.
Hummer.
I was out of town.
Hummer, what kind of name is Hummer?
It's actually short for Muhammad. I'm from northern Iraq originally.
And profiling.
And, you guys love that, don't you?
And your family celebrates Thanksgiving. How long have they been in the States?
About 12 years.
12 years.
Baruz, how old are you now?
I'm 24. I just turned 24 on the 23rd.
Are you high today as we speak?
I am not. I am going to pick some up.
How did you manage?
I am going to pick some
pick some up. How did I get my ice cream?
How did you manage to get high on Thanksgiving?
It was a brilliant plan. I mean, it was cold out, so nobody wanted to go outside. I snuck out behind the house. I was actually up in Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. I live in Fairfax, but I was in Pennsylvania for a family dinner, and I just
family. For a family dinner.
It's family Thanksgiving, uh-huh. Obviously.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Who's the family member that you would tell that you didn't want to tell at the table?
Who's the family? I wanted to tell my cousins.
And how many joints, bong hits, whatever, did you do?
I did a joint before we got there, uh-huh. And a joint during, and a joint after the meal. I mean, I went in before the meal, I came back in, and then one after the meal.
I submit this. If he plays, he shouldn't get to play with his cousins. He should have to play with an elder.
An elder, yes.
Someone from his church.
It has to be an elder? Yeah, I don't want to tell my dad and my mom that we're sitting
well,
at
see,
table.
That's really who yeah. You should tell.
Tell your mother.
Chewy, that's what makes
but
the
you
whole
gotta realize,
game
I mean,
no, you got to realize.
You got to realize we're playing a game trying to entertain people here, Hummer.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
We're doing a radio show.
All right, I'm sorry I called you Chewy. That was my
I
fault.
Apologize.
Wrong stereotype.
Hummer.
Hold on.
Yes, I'm listening.
That's Hummer. He's another one of our contestants.
Pothead from Fairfax.
That's right. Not to be confused with Vanessa or Daryl.
Right. Let me see. Maybe we'll try that one. Vanessa?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, nice how are you?
So the guy's name is Henry?
Henry.
Henry.
These names. You mean H-E-N-R-I?
H-O-N-R-I.
Henry.
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 Duh!
Like horny, but honry.
Uh-huh. Now, why are you telling him this on a national radio show?
Because I don't have the balls to say it to his face.
I would take okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. If you'll hold on, we'll come back and we'll figure out. We'll do something with you, and then we'll do something with the pothead.
Right. Hummer.
Are you a pothead, Falker?
My name is Hummer. I have a good Thanksgiving when I go and get high.
I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
The guy just hung up.
Oh, no.
Hummer?
No.
Terrorist guy just hung
well,
up.
Well, Hummer didn't want to talk to the elders, as Rob said, the elders.
But that's the perfect
speak to yeah. The elders.
You're absolutely right. Why would you want to call your cousin? Your cousin wouldn't care. You'd call your mama.
Hey,
where'd they
go, Hummer? I thought you were. I'm so glad. Hey, Hummer. Hummer.
You should give me a joint.
That's fine. I was going to eat the turkey. Because I was looking forward to my Thanksgiving and my cranberry sauce.
We'll call one of these people. We'll take some more. Mike, what did we have? I know we didn't have many there.
We have three in the first go-round here. I'm sure we can get better ones. We got Daryl, whose wife ate the worm on accident. He took the tequila worm and made margaritas. That was kind of weak.
Not a good one.
We had Vanessa and her boyfriend, Henry, who, Vanessa didn't want to say at the table that she is pregnant with his best friend's child.
Based on his reaction, I'm now upping the odds. There's a 50-50 chance that one's on the level, I think.
And then we've got Hummer, who hung up. So if he calls back, he was the guy that was high on Thanksgiving and doesn't want his family to know it.
Oh, we got him back.
That's why he's not going to call his cousin. He has to call the church elders.
Oh, and Joe's got a good one about boogers.
Boogers are always fun. Stop the presses
Stop
on
the
this
press.
Show. On this show, instant. Move.
Did you say booger?
Move to the front of the line. Uh-huh. Move to the front of the line.
Son, it's your lucky day.
Jerry Lee.
And I said, 90 days, Jerry. when you hot.
You hot. Said, thanks a lot.
Boogers.
Booger sugar.
Boogers. We got an instant winner. Boogers and Thanksgiving. I hope it's a relative with Boogers. Do we have him?
We do. Well, finally, we get right back. Also, the other people will, everybody, well, just who cares?
If Hama had the Boogers call, it would have been, I was going to tell him I wish he had picked his nose.
We'll come back. Maybe we'll call four or five of these. We'll get right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it? This is what makes me think so. Okay, okay, you don't have to start a war.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, now you've seen it. Will you turn the light off?
What is it, Wally? Looks kind of scary.
There's nothing to be scared of. Will you turn the light off?
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
We do.
Boogers!
Boogers are hot.
That's a good I can do no wrong. I just kept on rolling.
That's right. Jerry Reed, everybody.
When you hot.
When boogers are hot, I say thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Boogers!
When you're not, you're not.
What's that link on our website? Has anybody seen that thing where some guy's got...
Face TV.
No, it's not Wikipedia. It's no. It's Jerry-a-pedia. It's Reed-a-pedia. Well, for God's sakes, it's on our website. It's on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, when you say Rita, you make me just think about the best part of my trip.
What?
Rudner.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah. The Rita Rudner Show. I went three times. I went three times. You know, she wears a different gown for every performance. Really, really funny.
In case you just got off an airplane.
Boogers!
As Frank Herzog likes to say, Mike was in Las Vegas for 3 days.
Yes.
And spent 44 hours gambling. That is clocked by the casino.
Yeah, it's official now. I have my card that'll be coming into me in the mail. It's a degenerate. Full-fledged gambling degenerate. I'm very proud of that.
I think that's impressive, Mike.
I'm very impressed with it. I didn't know it until I left, until she told me, the casino lady. It was great.
That's how Mike spent his Thanksgiving weekend. Let's see how you spent yours. We're still playing what I didn't want to say at the Thanksgiving table.
Right.
Let's see if we, find that elusive booger call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hey.
Hey. How's your booger?
My boogers are fine, I guess. I can let you know here in a little bit.
You have a happy Thanksgiving, Jack?
Yeah. What I didn't want to tell anybody was I was having a wrestling match with my brother and my nephew.
Yeah.
And I called Wood.
And you didn't...
And I just can't figure out why I'm not, you know.
Well, I think we know why you're gay.
I'm not gay.
Yes, you are.
That's how it starts. So, all right, how old are you, Jack?
Gay.
We have to get some vital stats.
35.
Here. You're 35?
He's a fag.
And who are you wrestling with?
My brother and my nephew.
How old is your nephew?
I think he's 16.
Uh-huh. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, no.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I just backed off and got real embarrassed. I didn't want
to. I will
tell
go to you. Tell me to stop.
All right, my mom was there, kept telling us to stop.
All right, hold on. We got the gist of that.
Jack wrestled his brother and nephew and.
Got a boner. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I understand why you wouldn't want to mention that at the table. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Micah from Fairfield.
Hi there, Micah. What did you want to say to someone at Thanksgiving and you couldn't?
Yeah, well, we do a little different tradition. We really don't do too much with our families. We go out to our friend's house out in Sacramento, so I know you guys will love that. And it's just a friendly type thing. You know, there's alcohol everywhere and food and whatever. And my friend Joe... his girlfriend, named Carmen, got a little tipsy that night, and while we're eating food, she was playing footsie with me the whole time.
All right, now this is your best friend?
It's not my best friend, but it's a really good friend.
What's his name?
His name is Joe.
And Joe's wife, what's her name?
No, it's his girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. I forgot no one marries in Sacramento. Joe's girlfriend, what was...
It's the law, Mike.
Yeah.
Joe's girlfriend is what name?
Had a good one.
What is her name?
Carmen.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Carmen. All right. And she was playing footsie, where it counts.
That's the G-rated version of it. It was pretty intense. Did the foot she traveled up north, you could say, I guess.
All right. So she had her foot in your crotch.
Yeah.
And right. Did, besides just the foot being there, did she leave? How long would you estimate the foot stayed there moving?
I would say it stayed in that general direction for about a good 5 minutes.
And during that 5 minutes, did you have a reaction as if you were wrestling with your cousin?
Your nephew and your brother.
It was received very well.
Sure.
All right. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on. Still not boogerific.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Keep digging.
Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Brandon.
All right, Brandon. What did you want to say on Thanksgiving you couldn't say?
Well, what happened is a lot of folks rolled over to my house for Thanksgiving, having a nice dinner, people having drinks. Apparently, one of my blood cousins was getting hit on by another female non-blood cousin. Still cousins, I guess, in some states.
What time did the Earp brothers arrive at your Thanksgiving? She ain't no blood cousin.
No, he tells me this, and about 6, 7 o'clock, everybody's had dinner or having dinner and some drinks and stuff. And
you can't say that.
Excuse me.
All right, so you said F it.
I said, go ahead upstairs and don't turn her down. Turn her over, man. And he did so, apparently, in some sort.
Mike, I turned that off. That is some sort of hillbilly inbred story.
It was Brandon and his story of blood cousins.
Cousins.
I was confused.
I had to block out my ears when he talked about flipping her over.
Yeah, yeah. And that's Brandon.
Don't that's, turn her down.
Yeah, I just, you know, all I put under there was Brandon blood cousins.
Uh-huh. I still want to call the chick that says she's pregnant.
See, Robin, I think she's lying, but we should call anyway. Just
so
to
do
see
I,
what's going
but
on.
I want to see
that. Just because there's nothing like a good theater.
I want to see the playlist. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think sure. It's 50-50. It could be true.
You don't want to call Michael, who was playing foot pong?
Oh, we're keeping him.
Okay.
We're also keeping the guy that smoked weed.
That's Hama. He got high on Thanksgiving, and the family elders don't know it. Jack, who wrestled his brother and nephew and got wood. Mm-hmm. Or Daryl, whose wife ate the worm.
And Joe, right, the booger guy backed out.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's
and
a shame.
All it was he was wiping boogers underneath the table.
Well, he would have been my pick.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, you little slut. We're going to call Henri now.
Okay.
All right, now let me see. Does his phone number start with a 5 or a 6?
5.
Right, trying to make out that? The writing here.
Got it, Robbie?
And Vanessa?
Yes.
You know that if we find out you're lying, it is a felony.
Yes.
And we'll make it so you can't have children.
Oh, sad face.
It's a voluntary sterilization, but it becomes involuntary if you lie to the show.
We don't just tie your tubes. We rip them out.
Oh, that won't be pleasant.
No.
Then don't lie.
Never is.
Not lying.
So you wouldn't be lying, would you, Vanessa?
No.
This would not be a prearranged thing.
No, it did not.
All right. Fair enough. Hold on a second, darling.
And, of course, what this always turns into is trailer theater.
My name.
Of course. And let's welcome to the show.
Here we go.
Mad About Town, Henri.
Hi, Henri.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening, dude? How are you? This is Don and Mike, and we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
How's your girlfriend?
She should be good.
She is on our other line right now, Henri. You understand you spent Thanksgiving with Vanessa, right?
Yeah, it's the first time she came with my family.
Ah. Well, Henri, we're playing a little game that's called I Didn't Tell You at the Table.
Oh, hell.
And Vanessa's got something that she was desperate to tell you that she didn't have the guts to tell you at the Thanksgiving table, but certainly has the guts to tell you on our show.
On semi-national radio. So here she is now, Henri. Here is Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
And it's all up to you, Vanessa.
Go ahead, baby.
Baby?
What?
How are you?
Don't. Why do you have me on the radio?
Mike.
Sorry.
Please, don't be a hater. Let
I'm
it
sorry.
Play out. Let
sorry.
It play it out.
I have something to tell you.
Give it with you, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I know you're right. But right now, right? Because that was kind of the confirmation.
The odds have just gone. Yeah. 90% is a fake.
Right.
Hello?
Based on his reaction.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Baby, I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Marvelous.
And you really couldn't tell me some other time?
But wait,
you really
ring
on the radio?
Well, I wanted to, but, you know, like, I think maybe a month ago when we were all at Jay's house.
Yeah.
And you had to leave, and I decided to stay because I didn't want to go home.
Yeah. Well, hold on. What the f***?
One thing kind of led to another, and we hooked up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you out your damn mind?
No.
So three
I just want to say, when there is a writer's strike going on, I want to applaud anyone that attempts this kind of theater.
Yeah, bravo. I think this is some of the better acting we've ever seen.
Let me just say that.
I really do. This is quality acting.
Henri, you suck.
Yeah, Henri, your performance not nearly as good as Vanessa's.
Yeah, my performance, yeah.
Yeah, I gave her a 50-50 shot of being on the level. But
yeah, I didn't.
No, Mike didn't.
No.
Buzz didn't. Rob didn't.
Just based on the content. Just based on. We've never had one that was true.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't believe either of you.
No, we think you're both lying.
I'm really pregnant.
I really hope you are damn lying.
You kids are going to have to actually bring in the...
hope you don't go all Sean Taylor on her ass.
You're going to have to bring in the blood work and, you know, the proof, and then we'd be more than happy to part with the $250.
I have my pregnancy test.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Sure, and that shows that the other guy is the father, right?
I think Henri's the father.
I better be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a baby.
Yeah, Don's going all the way now. Right. Now you're going over to the prosecution side.
Yes, I have, Mike.
You see, Vanessa, Henri, we get these calls all the time, and usually they don't pan out, and that's why we are so cynical about it.
Well, you know what? I really hope this is a damn joke.
You know what? I would say you're probably 90% sure of that.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You wish? Well, then, listen, we're going to just part as friends because we don't believe you.
But whatever the case is, help each other out, love each other, and be kind to one another.
Uh-huh.
Henri, you think you could handle that with Vanessa?
If it's what she's saying, hell no.
Hell no.
All right. Well, keep us posted and let us know, okay?
All right.
Because we think it's probably a lie.
Have a nice holiday.
All right, you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Henri.
Bye.
You can hang up, Henri. Vanessa? Oh.
She's gone as well.
Oh, maybe they were on the same extension.
Now, the farting guy? I'm sorry, the weed guy?
Right. That would be Hama.
I do believe him.
Yeah, I believe he was high on Thanksgiving. He wants to call his cousins, though. He doesn't want to call his elders.
All right, he's got to call his mom. Hama?
Hey, guys. What's Hi going there. On?
You got to call someone higher up in the food chain.
One of the elders.
I was invited at that cousin's house. That's where the party was. It was his house that we're having the Thanksgiving dinner at.
How old is your cousin?
I think he's like 28, 29.
Oh, come on.
I'm married like a year ago. But the guy doesn't know I do. Nobody up there knows I do. Nobody knows.
You got to tell somebody older.
Somebody older? Why? You guys trying to get me killed?
Yes.
Yes?
That's how we play.
That's how we play. I didn't tell you at the table. Side. Hey, did Jack, the 35-year-old guy that got the wood, did he ever say who he was going to tell?
What was his name again?
Jack, who wrestled his brother and his nephew.
Hold on a second.
And got excited.
Pretty good story.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this the wrestling guy?
No, this is the guy that got the footsie.
Oh, Michael, you were at Joe's house, right?
Yeah.
And his girlfriend Carmen was playing foot pong with you.
Yes.
And then there was Brandon, of course, Don.
Who had the blood cousins. Watch out for the blood cousins.
Well, now, hold on. What happened there? Now all of the other people just hung up.
Simultaneously?
I mean, it's nothing that Joe did.
Right.
It's as we, when I put
Well,
the
see, they probably hung up because we called, you know, Henri.
They bailed.
Because they thought that was the end of the round. That was the end of the round.
What was yours again? What did this guy do?
Michael was at Joe's house for Thanksgiving.
Right.
His friend, not his best friend, but his friend. And Joe's girlfriend, Carmen, was playing foot pong with him. Kept her foot in the crotch region for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Jack, who was 35 years old. He wrestled his brother and his nephew and got excited.
That's the guy that we should go with.
I think that's a perfect one to go with. That's a great backup.
Joe, what happened to that guy?
1-1,000. 2-1,000.
I can get him back.
Joe.
That's okay.
That's okay, Joe. I agree. That's just fine. That is okay. You know what? It would have been great if Vanessa had boogers.
Would have solved everything.
Or if Brandon's blood cousins were eating their boogers at the Thanksgiving table.
What a mess this was.
Well, you know, it was. I thought Jack, they hung up. Why did they hang up? That's sad. Jack had potential there. Humma didn't because he didn't want to call the church elders.
Joe, what's your thought on why people hung up?
I don't know. Maybe they were lying.
I don't think Jack was lying. I thought Jack was the most credible one of all.
Mm-hmm. Jack is the guy that got the boner?
Yes. While wrestling.
Who's the guy that smoked the weed?
That's Humma. But Humma wants to call like 28-year-old.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Jack. You guys hung up on me.
Is this 35-year-old Jack?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that got the boner?
Yeah.
All right. How old was your nephew, Jack?
He was 16.
All right, okay. That's the guy.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Jack, who are you going to call?
Whoever you want me to call, I guess.
Nobody...
I'd rather tell my brother than tell my mother.
Who? All right, so you can my tell brother? Your brother. Did your brother know that this had happened?
Did he know what was going to happen?
Did he know that you got excited, that you got aroused when you were wrestling?
Oh, no. Nobody knew about it. The only people that know about it are you and me.
So this would be news to him.
How old is your brother?
I believe him.
Yeah, me too. Uh-huh. How old is your brother?
He's 2 years old, 37.
Oh, he's the older brother, too.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see. The phone number. Joe, you got the number back there? Hey,
yeah.
Joe, you got it? Joe.
Yeah.
Is it on the screen?
I'll put it up there right now if you want.
That would help.
Okay.
Thank
only
you.
If you want, Don.
Only if you want.
Say that again.
Hold on a second. As soon as Joe puts your brother's number up on the screen... We'll dial him, and again, the story is that during Thanksgiving...
Before Thanksgiving, they was wrestling.
You're like, and I pictured like that, the Kennedy Camelot thing, you know, where they're outside playing touch football.
Yeah,
and,
you're giving a very nice picture. I picture like on the living room floor.
Right.
I'm sure it's like the Kennedy.
It's the Kennedy when they're out. You mean out in the front of the compound playing touch football?
Yes. And anyway,
we were in his living room playing wrestling.
Yeah,
okay, wrestling.
There you go.
Wrestling. You were wrestling with your nephew, and you got aroused.
How long did this state last there, Jack?
Oh, it didn't last too long.
Mm-hmm. Did you come to the table though?
4 hours.
Did you sit down at the table with this condition?
Some priapism.
No, sit down with wood. No, okay. It all lasted.
But it obviously has bothered you, huh, Jack?
Kind of bothered. I don't know why it happened.
Don't know why.
I think I know why.
I know he's going to rag my tail.
Jack, are you on the move right now? Are you driving your truck somewhere right now?
Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm going.
Right. Hold on a second. Hold on, my friend.
Jack's starting to get real sketchy with the cell phone.
Cell's dropping a little bit. And for him to win his prize,
we need to have you on the air with you. But I believe him. I believe him totally.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's just a simple one.
We got the footsie guy back, too.
Okay.
Way. Now, can we put you on the air with your brother, Jack? Okay, hang on when you hear
voices. Hey. Hi, bro.
It'd be great if this brother was the father of the nephew.
Might be.
Oh, he is, I think.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hello? Hello? Jimmy?
Yeah.
Hey, Jack?
This ain't Dynamite, man. Who's
this is Dynamite. Hello?
Oh, crap. I just hung up on the guy. That was me. I just hung up on him.
We've got Jimmy on the line?
Hey, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, we're calling. Jack was on the line, but we lost him.
Hi, Jimmy. This is the Dynamite Show. How you doing, dude?
Dude, this don't sound like the Dynamite Show.
Well, it is, Jimmy, and we're playing a little game called I Didn't Tell You at the Table. It's a little Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving game we're playing.
How about if I play some sound effects? You know it sounds like that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
You believe it's us now?
You believe us now, Jimmy?
I called you guys so many times.
Wow.
Well.
Jimmy,
we got your brother back on the phone.
Okay, good. We'll find out at that question about if this is Jimmy's son or not.
Jack.
Jack, hello? Jack, are you there?
Jack is on line three. Jack.
Yes. Hello.
Jack, say hi to your brother, Jimmy.
Oh, crap. Hello?
Yeah, Jack. Hello? Jack, say hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
What's up,
Jimmy? Do you have a son?
Yes, I do.
All right. On Thanksgiving, was Jack wrestling with you and your son?
Yeah.
All right.
Then he could take me.
Then we're playing a little game called "I Didn't Tell You at the Table." Jack was concerned with something, and he wanted to tell you this at the table, but he couldn't. He had to wait till now because he didn't have the courage to tell you at the table.
So go ahead, Jack.
Well, you know, remember when Mom come in there and kept telling us to quit wrestling, and I said, all right, come on, let's cut it out. And quit wrestling?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because I caught a boner. Yeah.
What'd you say?
He got excited, Jimmy, when he was wrestling with you.
When he was wrestling you and your son.
He got excited.
He got a boner.
It just kind of happened, and it was weighing on him pretty heavily.
You're joking, right?
Well, let's ask him. Jack, are you joking?
No, I'm serious. I caught a boner. But it wasn't nothing sexual. It was just, I just caught a boner.
Uh-huh. I think it was totally sexual.
Yeah, with me or Alex?
That's a good question.
Jack,
do you think it was your brother Jim, or do you think it was your cousin?
Nephew.
Your nephew,
Alex? I'm going to say if it was anybody, it was my brother, because my nephew's only 16.
Yeah, well, the fact is, Jack, it happened. You've told the truth, and you've come clean with Jimmy.
So to speak.
And let him know what the story was, and you're the big winner.
Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I agree. There's nothing good about that. But your brother, the perv, has won $250.
And now, Jimmy, like for future Thanksgivings, you'll have a story to tell.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're not taking him to the hockey game either on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Jimmy, if I was you, I wouldn't let your brother Jack near your son.
I gotta go. Okay. This would have been fun, but that's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree, Jimmy.
Hey. Jack, you need to call me.
Yeah, Jack, you do need to call Jimmy.
Yeah. All right.
Straighten this out.
Yeah, bye.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy. His son. Is he a good-looking boy? Is he a good-looking...
Okay, look, I'm serious. That's sick.
Well, it's sick. You're the one that called us, pal.
You're the guy with wood. I mean, does he look like Zach and Cody or High School Musical?
I don't know.
Well, goddamn, this worked out pretty good for me. It's such a mess.
Certainly did.
It's such a train wreck of a phone thing.
Congratulations, Jack.
Yeah.
No boogers, but that was mighty good.
That's a booger-free segment.
We do thank you.
Wonderful stuff.
All right.
$250. Thanks. Hold on a second.
Hang on.
Okay. All right.
I want to hear that private time there.
Aye. It's time for...
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's right.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz Girdley.
Yeah.
You will have the latest about Sean Taylor, correct?
I do. Right.
Okay, because...
Time for news.
Right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're goddamn king.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Time for news.
The Don and Mike Show. La, 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 la.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Ow. I realize we're using this for the second time in a row rejoining, but there's a reason. I went on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, And all hail loyal listener who goes by the screen name of Gangolic Fold.
All hail.
Ganglionic
Fold. Because he has a link to Jerrypedia.
Featuring our good friend Jerry Reed.
Which is pretty much a Wikipedia page made about Jerry Reed. It's not a goof. And it has a link to the other unofficial Jerry Reed site, AlabamaWildman.com.
Alabama Wildman. Jerry Reed.
And if you're wondering about news for Jerry Reed.
Yes. Yeah, what's the latest on Jerry Reed?
The latest is from 2006.
Right.
What I expected. I hope he's doing okay.
The incredible book, The Jerry Reed Collection, is finally back in print.
Back in print. Right. So Jerry's been relaxing.
Get the book at Craigslist.
Jerry Reed.
And then you have Jerry Reed is working on two more albums. Anyway, that's some great stuff from our website.
I love Jerry Reed.
Anyway, I can't think about Jerry without getting all
cloudy.
I know.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Good stuff on our website. Well done, everybody.
Details are still scarce about the shooting of Redskins star safety Sean Taylor. Taylor was shot twice in the leg early this morning during a break-in at his Florida home. He's still in critical condition, described by his lawyer as clinging to life. Taylor's in a coma, unconscious and unresponsive, after a surgery that lasted 6 hours to repair the severed femoral artery. There have reportedly been several burglary attempts at Taylor's home in recent weeks, the most recent one week ago. Redskins owner Dan Snyder has flown to Florida with Taylor's teammates, several of them, including Clinton Portis, as we all continue to wait for more information.
Boy, it's amazing how long this story's been going on. I can understand the medical situation, but not knowing anything about the nature of the break-in.
It sure doesn't sound good. With the medical stuff that if...
No, it doesn't sound good at all.
If you got shot in the leg, I understand he lost a lot of blood, but you're still critical after all this time.
The thing that's lucky is Warner Brothers was able to get the Stuart Little plane to Daniel Snyder.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Vice President Dick Cheney underwent an outpatient heart procedure today after doctors discovered an irregular heartbeat. After the procedure at George Washington Hospital, Cheney...
Hold on, here's the bulletin. He has a heart.
Cheney's expected to be back home. He'll be back in charge by tonight. Mm. And square-headed Trent Lott, the number two Republican in the Senate, is calling it quits.
He's one of the singing senators.
That's right.
One of the singing senators.
He'll resign before the end of the year. Lott began to lose his grip on power in Washington after he made an apparently racist remark saying that, quote, "We wouldn't have all these problems," end quote, if segregationist candidate Strom Thurmond had been elected president.
Rob Spiewak.
I want to thank you for voting for me.
Trent will be over at my house Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Lott would have left public life sooner, but said he wanted to stick around until his state had recovered from Hurricane Katrina.
His brother Ronnie said, "You pissed me off so much, I cut my finger off."
Ronnie Lott.
Bastard.
Ronnie Lott.
I said, "Bill Walsh. Thanks a lot."
Now, when we left you last week, we warned you about dangerous toys that were still on the shelves even after they'd been recalled.
But every boy needs a toy.
Well, that made it just all the more embarrassing for Target and Toys R Us that their weekend flyers, distributed in a lot of Sunday papers, advertised Aqua Dots. Aqua Dots.
Yeah. There they are. Those are the ones. Those are the actual Aqua Dots.
How you doing, Aqua Dots?
They're decorative beads for kids, and they're coated with a chemical.
You will rub them.
Aqua Dots.
Aqua Dots, kids.
When this chemical is swallowed, it turns into GHB, the date rape drug. Imported from China.
I like rape.
The toys were...
Why do you favor rape?
They were ordered off the shelves.
I like rape.
Why?
Aqua Dots were $5.
I like rape.
$5.
Why? I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Aqua Dots were $5 off this weekend at Toys R Us. $15 instead of $20. Target also advertised a special on Aqua Dots at $13. There have been reports some people have been buying up the Aqua Dots just for the GHB. The stores say the flyers were printed too late to be changed.
I think I saw some kids with Aqua Dots at Pure Nightclub in Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I think Buzz spent most of the weekend at KB Toys.
Got them all. Otherwise, it was a good weekend for Toys R Us. Electronic stores, all things Hannah Montana, and any place that discounts. That kept people out of places like Abercrombie & Fitch. Except for the usual coats, clothing didn't do so well at all at any store.
I hate that store, Abercrombie and Fitch, because every time I go in there, they don't have anything that isn't too big for me.
Yeah.
It's very, very frustrating. Every pair of jeans I try on, I said, can you get something that fits a little tighter, please? I'm swimming in everything. It makes me look ridiculous.
I got caught up in my own little bit of a toy frenzy over the weekend. I said we were shopping, and we had no bad problems, nothing to speak of, except the woman that was rubbing her feet. But at one point, they were restocking the shelves, and all the guy said was, Hannah Montana, sing-along, karaoke. And I mean, it was over the speakers.
Right.
I mean, there had to be a thundering herd.
Yep, that's not one of the hot toys.
Of cow-like men and women.
Right.
And I happened to be standing in the way. Right there when the guy pulled this stuff out.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, you know what? I got grandkids. I bet one of them wants this thing.
Sure.
You should never stand between a child and their toy.
When it's hot, it's hot.
A toy.
Well, the toy.
A toy.
A toy for a girl or a boy.
A lovely toy for a girl or boy.
I had no idea, just dumb luck.
Yeah, crazy.
That I was standing there holding this thing, and some woman was actually crying and said, you know, that the circular said they'd be in yesterday, and then the circular said they'd be in the day before, and they only get 20 per store.
You know, and you looked at her and said, pound sand, bitch.
Good place for that toy would be eBay, America's marketplace.
There you go. Bid with confidence.
And you want to do it soon, because then shipping becomes an issue.
Anyway, just hit with the luckiest thing I was
with
that thing. And the other amazing moment that I saw was in Toys R Us when they announced that the Wii was in.
And
they announced that they had 20 of them.
Also scarce.
Again, talking about people just leaving their kids in the aisle, people pushing over each other to get back to that caged area at Toys R Us.
The electronics cage.
Yeah, keep your kids out of there before Christmas. Bring them someplace nice like Caesar's Palace.
That's why I'm getting my children blocks.
Ah, wonderful.
Mike, I always like asking you, when you go to Vegas, Atlantic City, over a holiday, how many people did you see that brought the wee ones and the strollers?
More than I've ever seen. And, you know, really, it's frustrating for me because I've always felt unbelievably strongly that that's just not a place for kids. Now, take away the whole thing about they're around gambling and all that. I'm saying, really, just for kids to do stuff. There's not, you know, it's just not a kid's place. And, you know, there's just no surprise to me. You know what the parents are doing. These are the parents that want to do their gambling and want to bring their kids along as opposed to spending time with them.
In Vegas, don't you have, like, the inside amusement parks and junk
you have
like that?
Yeah, you have, like, the Coney Island thing over in New York, New York. I guess you could go to that.
Yeah,
but the days of Vegas being, I mean, look at the billboards in Vegas, and you'll know where Vegas is now.
Yeah.
The pendulum has swung back to adult world.
Right. What was?
That's really what it is. I mean, you've got 10-story billboards now that just have a woman's ass.
What was the highest number of I don't want to say neglected kids, but kids who maybe the parents were supervising while they were standing a couple of feet away or left them lined up in their strollers?
I really saw more of the transversing, like, you know, walking through the casino with the strollers. Buzz would have been in heaven because it was stroller heaven. There were more strollers than I've ever seen, including the one that had the tire explode. But I didn't see a lot of the really horrible stuff where you see a parent, because I don't think they allow the kids to do that. You can't play a casino game.
No.
That's why you see some scumbag that always does the thing like, you know, leaving their kids. You see a lot of kids sitting around the perimeter of the casino.
Nearby.
Right? And that is a very depressing thing.
That is the number.
Yeah.
How many do you think?
Oh, 30. 40 kids.
Yeah. Making friends with each other, though.
On a Saturday, I would see kids running around and playing on the fringe of the casino, minimum. I mean, I'm being very conservative right there. And you see them sitting around, a lot of sitting in the hallways. And kids from anywhere from, like, toddler age where you've got, you know.
You know how clean those hallways are.
But you see, and you see that all the way up to what appeared to be teenagers that are just hanging out because they can't go into the casino either.
Wow.
And it's just, it always bugs me. It was not nearly as bad as some other places I've been in, but, you know, because Caesars is a pretty decent place. But you see it anyway, and there's not, what can they do? It's not against the law to have your kid, like, you know, play around the fountain out in the lobby while you're in there playing, you know, your second hour of blackjack.
How many of these people were Asians? Give me a percentage.
Really hard to gauge.
Over,
and I certainly don't want to go, you know, paint a bad picture.
Over 50?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It was more like over 70.
All I know is my mother never let
me. Incidentally, I am not in any way exaggerating.
My mother never let me play a table game until I was 14.
Thank you, Rob.
You know, I say, really, let the kids come in and play. Have a little kiddie table.
Either bring them in or...
Never too early to learn them gambling.
Help them with math.
Either that or leave them in a hot car.
Yes,
those are your two choices. Yeah, we've heard about
that one, too.
So of the 30 kids, you're saying that maybe like 22, 23 of them would be little Oriental kids.
I think so, from all over the world. You know, from all over Southeast Asia and
gotcha.
China and everything. It's a very... very popular place with people from Asia.
Counting cards. Digital picture frames, digital cameras, flat screen TVs, Wii games, and GPS systems also big sellers over this shopping weekend. People seemed to know what they were going to buy before they left the house, and they spent an average of about $350. That's actually down about $10 over last year, but more of us were out there, so sales were up this year over last year by about 8%. Amazingly, considering all the hoopla, Thanksgiving weekend makes up only about 8% of our holiday shopping.
And Buzz, I want to give you some kudos. You've not at once said today at any time, Cyber Monday.
No, I don't believe in that.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's a hype, it's a scam. Because
we
I'm Johnny.
Didn't buy into it.
Cyber Monday.
Because people buy online every day.
Right.
It's just
ask
more hype.
Ask JR.
Way to go, Buzz. I mean, Johnny.
That's right, Johnny.
JR.
Johnny Ringo. But Thanksgiving weekend's not just about shopping. It's not even just about being the busiest travel weekend of the year. It's also very busy for something else involving your toilet. That story when we continue.
Goody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello there, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I was calling to see if you guys remembered the the WAVA time capsule that was in the Alexandria Multiplex.
The reason that that we went with this call on the air, Joe told me during the break, this guy called, was it 20 years ago?
Wow. It was like 20, 25 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
But that we made a time capsule with our old Top 40 radio station.
Yeah, it was like a whole radio station promotion.
Put it in a, as they were building a new movie theater, uh-huh. Did they dig the thing up?
No, the theater just closed a few months ago, and I think they're going to tear it down, but no one's ever opened the time capsule.
Wow.
And no one ever will.
Where is the time? Do you have any information about the time capsule?
No, I want to know what's in it, though, because I was there when I was a kid. And
let me give you a website to go. Let me give you a website to go to, alangoodman.com.
Now go to itsjustchocolate.com. Bye!
That'll be good.
Uh-huh. Enjoy.
My apologies. I thought the guy was saying that they actually had opened up the Jive radio station time capsule that you and I had helped fill out 20 years ago.
Why do I think Mark St. John was involved in that?
Why do I think
because it's a stupid idea.
Because it is.
The Friday after Thanksgiving is also the plumbingest day of the year. It's the busiest day of the year for plumbing emergencies. Plumbers across the country were surveyed by a St. Louis newspaper. They said homes have the obvious toilet problems, but that mostly the problem is trying to cram too much stuff down the garbage disposal.
Oh.
In some homes, it's both, though.
Oh, thank you.
Plumbers say that when the garbage disposal gets backed up, some folks try to stuff the rest of the garbage down the toilet.
Yum,
don't,
yum.
Don't you, Charlie.
In addition to the...
yum, yum.
There are, of course, the usual mishaps, injuries, and fights over any long holiday weekend. Our favorite this year for Thanksgiving comes from just outside Salt Lake City, where a man was parking to drop off his mom at the nursing home after their Thanksgiving dinner together. At the same time, another man was pulling up to drop off his mom. The two of them started arguing over a parking spot. It escalated. One of the men reached into his car and pulled out a can of gravy. Without hesitation, he threw that loaded can at his adversary, striking him in the head and dropping him to the ground. The injury was not serious. The gravy attacker was gone by the time police got there. So no one was arrested.
Well, Barbara, let me tell you, as we look out at the beautiful Potomac River, I will tell you that the gravy was smooth, but the man took his lumps. Have a happy holiday, everyone. Bye.
Today on Medical Mysteries, the case of the 10-pound hairball. Dateline Chicago. You're looking at the picture now, Don. An 18-year-old woman had a swollen belly. She vomited every time she ate.
Are we going to put this up on our website?
We should.
Oh, you betcha.
And over five pain-filled months, she lost 40 pounds.
Doesn't this look like something you maybe saw at one of your buffets out in Vegas?
That is so gross.
Something under a heat lamp?
Oh, my God.
Doctor spotted a large mass in her stomach, and they removed it. It was that hairball you're looking at, 15 inches long, 7 inches thick, and weighed 10 pounds.
Let me just say, I know we've done a lot of kidding. Best wishes to Kathy Whiteside.
How did this happen? Well, the young woman has a condition called trichophagia. Oh, yeah. She compulsively eats her own hair.
Oh, God.
She's now being treated for that and back on a diet of food, not hair. And finally, thanks to an episode of Sex in the City, the rabbit, that's what it's called, the rabbit became one of the world's most popular vibrators. Now, the company that makes it makes a version described as perfect for long journeys.
Rabbit.
Because now they make a version of the rabbit that fits in your glove compartment. It plugs into the cigarette lighter outlet in your car. What could possibly go wrong?
I got you, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
So I got invented fingers.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yay!
You don't need a battery for that, for God's sake.
Hey, I was using my cell phone, officer.
Well, Mike, I know that you're flying back to Las Vegas tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to try to squeeze in 4 hours of the show, the rest of the tables. Looking forward to it.
We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Curly.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
I'd like to try a new sign-off, if I may.
Please.
I'm Rob Spiewak. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Best 10 o'clock show on the Strip. Thank you, baby.
Safe home.
This is the Don and Mike Show.